you anticipate.
Yeah, and you're thinking, well, it's a really, really cheap bargain, but actually it's not. It's not worth that money. Russell Quirk, fascinating. Thank you so much. Property expert at emove.co.uk. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Talking of looks too good to be true.
Oh, that's kind. Yeah, that's almost backhanded compliment.
It was almost, yeah.
Be careful.
It didn't feel right, though. It didn't. Just John Holmes is here, in case you were wondering. How are you? Good weekend?
Not so bad, thank you. How was you? I fell off my child's slide and hurt my shoulder. That's the main issue of the weekend.
Was alcohol involved?
It wasn't. And that's what makes it more annoying.
You shock me.
I know. They were experimenting with making an aqua park of their own in the garden with a hose. And that involved putting water down the slide, which isn't high, but I had a go after telling them not to stand up on it. Guess what? Yeah.
It's called being a dad. What nonsense on your show?
The comedian Rufus Hound will be joining us this afternoon.
I've battled with him on Twitch quite a few times.
Do you?
I really like him. He's good fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'll mention that. See what we get out of that. And then there's going to be a game of band or missile, you know, to celebrate the US's show of force over the Korean Peninsula.
That will definitely go well as well. Thank you very much. John Holmes here from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
TradePoint, we've got trade-exclusive pricing on all kitchens. Like the Sanford textured Oak Effect Slab Kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in-store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Caviar with Tomo, bubbles with Merce. But some cheeky blighters want to ruin it. This Saturday, Super 6 have a million of my cash to give away, and it's staying that way until it's won. Predict 6 correct scores and my million's yours. Bang goes my yacht on the Hartlepool Riviera. Soccer Saturday, Super 6. Your Saturday morning sorted. Mine ruined. 18 plus entries must be in by 3 o'clock Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1. Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, it's a Monday. Victoria has got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, free movements will end with Brexit, increase in child sex dolls, and Angelina Jolie hits back.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister's spokesman says free movement of EU citizens to the UK will end on the day of Brexit in March 2019. The comments come after days of split opinions on the issue from the Cabinet. Professor of European Union Law, Catherine Barnett, has told Talk Radio it hit some industries hard.
50% of employees in fruit and vegetable processing and preserving are from the EU. In agriculture, 35% of workers are from the EU. Now, when you start thinking about those sorts of jobs, it's going to be hard to recruit people just overnight. And that's where the government is in a bind.
Prince Charles has praised the courage and bravery of British soldiers killed in one of the bloodiest offensives in the First World War. The Prince of Wales has led centenary commemorations of the Battle of Passchendaele, which saw more than 500,000 Allied and German troops killed or injured. Incentives will be offered to people looking to work in mental health to expand the service in England. The government is aiming to create 21,000 new NHS roles to treat 1 million more people by 2021. But the Liberal Democrats' health spokesperson Norman Lamb has told Talk Radio he is sceptical.
It's a great announcement, if only we could believe that it will happen. But with no additional money to the NHS coming with it, This is all part of the planned spending for the NHS up to 2020. I just don't see how it's going to be delivered.
Previously, unknown paedophiles are being identified after a surge in the seizures of childlike sex dolls being ordered from abroad. Border Force officers intercepted 123 deliveries in the year since March 2016. Six of the seven men charged with importing them so far also face allegations linked to having child abuse images. And Angelina Jolie says claims she exploited poor children by giving them money and then taking it back from them are false and upsetting. The actress told Vanity Fair magazine it was an acting exercise used during the casting for her new film.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How was your weekend?
It was all right, thank you. How was yours?
Fine, I fell off a slide.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of slide? A water slide?
Well, it was. But it was homemade water slide.
Oh, dear.
So what happened was, you see, that on... it might have been yesterday, I can't remember. My children decided that what they would do is set up a water park.
Okay, and how old are your children? They're young, aren't they?
They're 7 and 5. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean they went into business literally setting up a themed water park, you know, to rival Disneyland Splash or whatever it's called.
I'm just thinking there might be some health and safety problems.
Well, there
if
were.
You're relying on them.
So there was a till to pay to get in to their water park.
Okay.
Which they insisted on me giving them real money for
how
as well.
Much
so
they're quite
smart.
Was the entry fee?
It was £1.
Okay.
So anyway, so I got in to the water park, and the water park consisted of some upside down cups. Which you had to sort of throw a ball at, which wasn't very watery.
Yeah.
But that was just to get you in.
Okay.
And then after that, there were some stocks set up with a sponge and...
like a medieval stock.
They'd homemade them out of two garden chairs. And they and then you had to put water on the sponge to throw the sponge at the person in the stock. That happened.
Okay.
Then there was just a toy ride-along ladybird that you had to just use to go between the rides.
Okay.
But then the spectacular highlight was the water slide, which was the slide, which is a garden slide, plastic slide. Mm-hmm. Not that tall. Right. But it's got a thing, you can put a hose pipe in the bottom of it to squirt water out of the...
Okay. Down. So it's actually it like
turns
a water
into water slide.
Slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. And so I always say to them, never stand up on that, you know, don't go, mm-hmm. be very careful. Anyway, so I had a go, right? Because I didn't want to get wet either, so I was in my pants, if I'm honest. Right.
Why weren't you wearing swimwear?
Well, because it was sort of.
This anyway, sounds really weird.
It wasn't weird. Anyway, doesn't matter. Got on the water slide, and then made the mistake of standing up, which meant obviously went underneath. I fell off the water slide, landed on my shoulder, which is now agony.
I mean, I have no sympathy for you.
No, I wasn't asking
you
for
paid
it.
£1 to enter this homemade water slide, of which you didn't want to get wet, so you did the exact opposite of what you told your daughters to do,
yes,
health and safety-wise,
right, exactly, yeah.
And then ended up getting injured.
Yes, they thought it was very funny.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Because it would have been, I don't wish I'd seen it, because you're in your pants, that's weird.
Too late, you said it now.
No.
Victoria's got the weather. Victoria's got the weather. Victoria's got the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
That's new.
What? There's a camera pointing at you.
Yeah, I didn't know that was there. Yeah, look.
Victoria's got
a
camera.
And it's green.
Pointing at her face.
I hope it's not live. I don't want people to see me.
Well, that's because you're broadcasting it in your pants.
I'm not. I'm fully clothed. All right.
Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, the weather. Another day of sunshine and showers with the risk of thunder in the north. Sunniest in the south with highs of 22 degrees.
Yep.
I'm really worried about this camera now.
I don't know what it's for, but it's on.
I don't
on.
Know why it's only filming you. Are you under performance review? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just more interesting than John.
Yeah, see, it's true. and now here's... Is it Ben? Is Ben back?
No. Oh. This is Jake Robson.
It's Jake Robson with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. We'll start with cricket, and England have victory in their sights on the fifth and final day of the third test at the Oval, chasing an unlikely 492 for victory. The tourists were 187 for 6 a short time ago. England need just 4 wickets now to take a 2-1 series lead. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger doesn't think it's a problem having a number of first-team players in the final year of their contracts. He, in fact, described the situation as ideal. Alexis Sanchez is among them and has been heavily linked with a move to Manchester City in this window. Wenger insists the forward won't be leaving, despite the clock ticking on his current deal.
Nobody knows if Sanchez will not extend his contract as well here. It's just I think the performance on the day does not depend on the length of a contract. If that was true, we would sign everybody for 20 years and then would be happy.
And Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho says he awaits news on the transfer of Chelsea midfielder Nemanja Matic. A reported £40 million move is close to completion. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Great. Toby, who was it?
No, it was Jake.
Jake
we already discussed
there with
that.
The... I know, I forgot. Jake there with his pre-recorded... I wasn't listening. Pre-recorded sport. We're talking about that camera.
I know.
It's weird. What's happened is that in front of us, on the desk, there's now a camera that appears to be on and pointed at Victoria, but we don't know where it goes. Right. Is it on the internet? Are you on the internet? Is it the internet? Is it?
Hi.
Is it
I'm
on
waving.
Facebook or something? Is it on
Periscope.
Yep, that. Who knows where that is?
I don't know.
Well, you've just broken it.
I've broken it.
It's literally a day old and it's broken.
I reckon they're snooping on us.
Well, it's broken.
So they can listen to what we talk about.
Well, they could just listen to the radio.
No, but I mean off air. So when the pre-recorded spot's on.
All right, fine. Let's do a programme then. Let's do this thing.
Talk Radio.
Our Times sent Hazel's profile to Tom. They share the same age and sense of humour. She surfs, he always wanted to. So they met up.
Hi.
And the rest is history. Sign up now to Our Time. Search for free and when you've found your match, use our paid services to meet your match. OurTime.co.uk, the dating site for young people over 50.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week. And then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am
Hawkwinden and Jacobs.
Cornelius just gets excited when things you might get into the back catalogue of the speaker. Mm. Succinct point of view there, Henry.
Well, I'm trying my best.
Quite extraordinary Scaramucci tale.
Bella the Labrador should be killed.
Pavements and roads have taken a battering. Victoria's got the news.
It's also inappropriate in the workplace.
I agree. That you need to remove at least 6 ribs.
It sounded disgusting.
It's fine, we'll have the ice cream now.
And leave happy.
But if I do Japanese or Chinese, then you'll dump it. I don't understand.
You're just wrong.
We normally watch Loose Women.
It is on
one
of the screens in here. And he seemingly then kicked off about it. Here's what's been coming in.
And finally, a manatee.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
Well, good afternoon to you then, and welcome indeed. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And like Angelina Jolie, that you've just been hearing about in the news, they're reportedly giving money to a Cambodian orphan and then taking it off them again to see how sad it makes them for a new film. So we now offer you a Monday. A Monday afternoon's worth of radio entertainment, except we won't take it back. Because we're not in the business of making orphans cry. Quite the opposite, in fact, I would say, to that. Good afternoon to you. If you are an orphan of any kind, Cambodian or otherwise, you are very welcome. I want you to think of this now, this sanctuary, if you like, as a kind of broadcasting orphanage, where for the next 3 hours you'll be well cared for and fed. Except it'll be with talking and adverts for PPI insurance and where the trade go. Oh, and don't forget, as well today, if you were thinking of bringing a prosecution to Tony Blair for war crimes between now and 4 o'clock, then do forget that as well, because the High Court have ruled against such a prospect earlier today. An Iraqi general had basically tried to bring a private prosecution. He's one of the people from Iraq who Tony Blair didn't kill, but he was a bit miffed about the ones that he did, so he tried to get a war crimes trial going. The High Court threw it out. Do you remember, though, the good old days, wasn't it, when all we had to worry about was a war? These days, all we ever get to hear about Brexit this and Brexit that. Come on, North Korea, come on. Or Russia. Pull your finger out, pop it on a button, give us something new to talk about. Come on, welcome. Welcome along. By the way, very little marketing here at Talk Radio, as regular listeners will know. So I've got an idea to help that. What it is that Channel 4 have been getting a lot of publicity today and over the weekend for planning to broadcast some tapes of the late Princess of the Diana of the Wales, speaking candidly, as she did, about her relationship with Prince Charles, front of many of the papers today. Now, we don't have those tapes, OK, but we've read what's on them, like you probably have. So later, in a bid to attract publicity, what we're going to do is reenact the events on the tapes in the studio, from Charles doing it with Camilla to Diana getting close to her bodyguard. And we're going to use a combination of drama, interpretative dance. Victoria will be playing the role of Charles, weirdly, but
what?
I don't know. Anyway, something to look forward to, isn't it, this afternoon? So that's all on the programme. Here's what else is coming up on the programme. Headline Hijack is your chance to make up a news story and feed it to us in the usual way. Here you go, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone, right?
Victoria's got a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
It'll say the news, but at two, it'll say a lie. A news lie, but within the news. Thus, your words, because we'd like you to supply it, could well be broadcast to the nation for them to believe. There's a diversity paper review in this hour. Each day, a different diversity reviews the papers. Today, Rudd is in, and he's a bisexual. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Your current affairs will be examined, as you'd expect, quite forensically, really, using the ancient art of Japanese poetry. We'll bring you the news in haikus as we go along. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions this afternoon. 87222 for those.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Today as well, you can react using the medieval siege weapon that we've adapted for you to be able to fire your reactions towards Talk Radio. It is the medieval mangonel.
Ah.
The mangonel, it's similar to a catapult. It uses counterpoise to fire reactions from a bucket at the end of its arm. It's an engine of war, but now an engine of reaction.
Where is it today?
It's in a supermarket car park. It's in the supermarket car park of Lidl in Deal.
Ah, mid deal.
If you're down there, then by all means, put your reaction into the mangonel and fire it to Talk Radio. Work experience punditry is on the way. Our work experience reviewing things. Today, Fergus is in, reviewing television. That's going to happen. We'll bring you some hot guest action in the shape of the comedian and man Rufus Hound joining us after 2 o'clock. Rufus Hound. As America delivers a show of force to North Korea by flying strategic bombers over the Korean Peninsula, we invite you to play a game of band or missile on the programme later. Let's meet the personnel. Ginger Dave is not producing. Assistant producer Marta, Asprod Marta, is through the Ventana.
Hola.
Hola,
Ventana. It's Spanish for window. You could... Chloe's on the bus today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Chloe had a hen night at the weekend, didn't you, Chloe?
Woo!
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, at the weekend, not on Monday.
Oh. Cornelius was the stripper at it. Hi, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Woo. No wonder she was going, woo, woo. So, welcome along, then, if you just joined us. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. And to get us into the big story today, we need a big song. The clues as to what the story is are hidden cryptically within what you're about to hear. It's the band Vampire Weekend. The song's called Diane Young. See if you can figure it out from this. You talk to side like a pile of leaves. I've got to find some better weeds. 4 or 5 meters running around the bend when the government may just surround you again. If Diane Young won't change your mind. Try to go it alone or you're on forbid. But how does it relate to today's big story? That is Vampire Weekend. It's called Diane Young. So, what's the story? What could it possibly be? All the clues are within there. Cornelius has been working it out. It's a big news story. What is it?
It's the, well, I know what it is, so obvious.
Go on, then.
Diane Young.
Yeah.
By The Vampire Weekend.
Yes.
In which they go, and obviously Elvis Presley, whose voice that is, he guest tracks on that track.
Yeah. From Beyond the Grave.
Yes. Is
that hence the vampire part.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Well, he's been in the news for being in rare and exclusive photos.
With Vampire Weekend?
No.
Oh. It's not that.
Just in the park.
It's not that.
Is it the gambler who could win £350,000 if Elvis Presley shows up alive this year?
Nothing to do with Elvis Presley.
Is it Elvis visiting a care home in Chichester?
Is he?
Yeah, it's in the Chichester Observer.
Observer?
Observer.
Right. No, it isn't anything to do with Elvis.
It's not?
No.
Well, then it's not related to any news story.
Well, it's got the word Diane in it, and that's similar to the word
Diana,
that's right. And of course, Channel 4 may well be broadcasting secret tapes of Diana, and it's caused quite the controversy. We'll be discussing it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Nissan have some great deals at the moment, like a £1,600 deposit contribution towards an all-new Nissan Micra Diesel, £2,300 towards a Juke, and a whopping £3,000 towards an X-Trail.
£3,000? Wow, I'm off.
Wait, hold on, you're the producer.
It's all right, Ben. When you're finished, just hit that button, yeah?
Oh, okay. All offers at 3.99% APR representative. Search Nissan offers now. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Nissan Finance. Excludes all Vizier and Juke Centre grades. Subject to status, over 18s and UK residents only. Participating dealers. Ends 1st of October. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk. So, this button. Oh, no. Must be this one.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
TradePoint, we've got trade exclusive pricing on all kitchens, like the Sanford textured oak effect slab kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example, excludes VAT 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, the M62 going westbound has a lane closed and queuing traffic after a lorry fire between junction 23 for Huddersfield and 22 for Rishworth Moor, with congestion back to 25 for the Brig House. It's taken an hour and 10 minutes to travel through all that. In the West Midlands, the M6 going southbound has a lane blocked and traffic slow moving because of a broken down vehicle between junction 10 for Wolverhampton and junction 9 for Wensbury. In Warwickshire, the M40 going southbound is closed because of a police incident between junction 12 for Gaydon and junction 11 for Banbury. I'm Luke Duffy.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is Monday afternoon. I am John Holmes. Good afternoon. Let's talk about today's big story. It seems even now, 30 years after her death, the legacy of Princess of the Diana of the Wales controversy still surrounds her, as it did in life when she was doing all those affairs and stuff. And so it seems was Charles. And much of these revelations are, in theory, to be broadcast in a forthcoming Channel 4 programme. So presumably it'll be in a big tent with Noel Fielding and Sandy Toksvig, or some people sitting on their sofas in their houses staring at a picture of Diana and talking about it or something. She was in so many ways the people's gogglebox, I suppose. But it's controversial because she spoke about her feelings for the royal family on these tapes, which were recorded by her voice coach, and these are tapes which Channel 4 have access to, and tapes which Diana's friends and Earl Spencer himself have reportedly pleaded with the channel not to broadcast. There are details on there, we understand, of Charles chatting up Princess Diana, Diana speaking candidly about asking the Queen for help, her sex life with Charles, or lack thereof, and it's all a bit sordid. But then again, I suppose history dictates that 'twas ever thus with the royal family going back generations. On the line, Katie Nicholls, she's a royal commentator, Prince Harry's biographer. Good afternoon, Katie.
Hello there.
Thanks for joining us. So, should these tapes then, much controversy about them as we're saying, should they be broadcast?
Well, it's a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, you know, it is 20 years on. I don't know how many documentaries or programs have been made about Diana in this year, but you know, there's a whole load of programs that have been made to mark this milestone. But as you pointed out in your intro, you know, this is different to anything else that's being done. You know, this is for William and Harry, certainly this is meant to be a year where they can commemorate their mother's death. They can, you know, celebrate her life and everything it was, and all of the wonderful charity work she did. I don't know if you saw the ITV documentary that they did, Diana, Our Mother, her life and legacy, which was a really beautiful, moving tribute. And I think, you know, got something like 7 million viewers. Well, you wonder how many will be tuning into Channel 4 this week to see a very different program, a program which will, well, without doubt, cause more upset and embarrassment for her family, for her children particularly. This is definitely something William and Harry won't be tuning in to watch. Mm. You just think, well, are they just cashing in on this milestone moment and hoping to sort of, you know, film something very controversial that's going to get them ratings? Or is there a public appetite? I mean, I think it'd be quite interesting to go and do a Vox Pop and see what the person on the street thinks. My personal view is it probably shouldn't be shown. I mean, it has been screened. It's been screened in America. I think they screened it on NBC back in 1996,
right.
But it's never been screened in this country.
Because it was going, the BBC were going to do something with it at the time, and they didn't, did they? For this very reason.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason they didn't do it was for fear of upsetting the royal family. And obviously, the BBC want to have a good relationship with the royal family. They cover all the big milestone moments, the births, the christenings, the weddings, and yeah. They obviously didn't want to sort of tarnish things by
technically
broadcasting this.
Got the royal family premiership rights, as it were. Is there anything on there that we don't already know, though? Because a lot of these details, as you said, are out there anyway.
Well, as a royal commentator, yes, as far as I'm concerned, you know, most of it is out there. It's sort of seeped out over the years. Although, I mean, you know, all of the papers have given it great coverage today. It was a big Mail on Sunday exclusive yesterday that Earl Spencer has actually got involved and has written to the channel pleading with them not to show it, because I think it's the feeling that a lot of it is pretty personal. As you said, it's quite scandalous. Now, do we really need to hear that Charles only wanted to have sex with her once every 3 weeks because Camilla was back on the scene? I mean, it's all stuff we know, but to hear it from her all these years on, in her words, watching her in front of the camera. I mean, that's also going to be a pretty sort of almost a bit spooky, I think, you know, all these years on, to see her doing something like that. And of course, when she sat down with Peter Settleton to talk about these experiences.
This is the voice coach, isn't it, that she was...
Sorry, yeah, yes, yeah, this yeah. is the voice coach, under the auspices of you know, having voice coaching and therefore just talking about whatever she felt the need to talk about. You know, you can't imagine that she would have sat there thinking, well, you know, one day this is going to see the light of day and be screened in houses around the world, which is, of course, you know, what's going to happen. But then I also have to say that I think it must, you know, it was pretty naive of the princess to have done it in the first place, because she knew full well that everything she did and said was of interest. So to sit down in front of a camera, I mean, you know, and then not retain the tapes for her own sort of personal use and lock them away in a safe so they'd never be seen again.
So
what did happen?
What did happen to the tapes, Katie? Because they were discovered in Paul Burrell's loft or something. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, they were discovered in Paul Burrell's loft, and they were then returned to Peter Settleton, because they're actually his, I believe they're his copyright.
Yep.
And I think there were 12 tapes in total that were made, five of which have mysteriously gone missing in any case.
So who knows
where they
are
and what else might surface at a later date. You know, but I think you can safely assume that it was never Diana's intention that these tapes would see the light of day. But you have to question her sense in sitting down and filming them in the first place.
Well, indeed. But, you know, she was troubled a lot of the time. So it's a case of, you know, wanting to talk to somebody, I suppose, helped her at the time.
I think you make a good point as well, because, you know, you have to remember these films were made at a time when, like you said, she was very troubled. Her marriage was going through a very, very difficult stage. You know, was there a part of Diana that sort of wanted to vent because she was so upset and she was so angry? Understandably so. You know, was there a sort of a vendetta underlying all of this? It's quite possible, isn't it?
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, in terms of Channel 4's justification, is it purely journalistic? Is that what their line?
Yeah, and I think their point is that this is now of historical significance. This is an important milestone year in which much has been done to commemorate her life, and that now is the time, finally, when these tapes have a place in history and should be seen in this country. I think it'll be very, very interesting to see how many people tune in. I think, you know, a lot of people sort of have that almost morbid curiosity and will just want to see it just for the sake of having seen it. I think there will equally be many people who will say this isn't right. It feels ghoulish watching this, and we won't tune in. I mean, I can't imagine they'll have anything like the figures that ITV had of, you know, nearly 7 million.
Being Channel 4, though, they should they should do it like Gogglebox, because then you'd get a live version of what people were saying about it, wouldn't you? So, you know, you're talking about a Vox
Pop. It'd be a clever way of doing it.
If we just sat people down, exactly, and get on a sofa with a cup of tea or whatever and just watched it and then talked over it live, there you're getting, you know, they're getting their programme and we're getting our Vox Pop, I suppose. That would be the way forward. Probably in a big tent, as we said, with Noel Fielding involved. I don't know. Katie, listen, thank you. I know you've got to rush off. Katie Nicol there, royal commentator, also Prince Harry's biographer, thinking perhaps the tapes shouldn't be broadcast. Maybe we could try and get hold of them if Channel 4...
Of the tapes?
Yeah.
I've got the other five. I didn't think you'd be interested.
Nip out. We'll put them
I've had them for ages.
Oh, boot fair, was it?
Yeah.
Can you nip out and get them? Because we'll put them on after the new... All right, there we go. In the next half an hour of the programme, we'll be bringing you the missing five Diana tapes. We will also be bringing you a diversity paper review. The paper's reviewed by a diversity today. Rudd, who is unbisexual. And, of course, Headline Hijack very much on the way. It's 1:30 now, though. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May's spokesperson insists free movement of EU citizens to the UK will end when the country leaves in March 2019. Some members of the Prime Minister's top team have given different ideas of what they expect to happen. But Number 10 says there's broad agreement across her cabinet on making Brexit as smooth as possible. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon, who's been taking part in a First World War memorial event in Belgium, insists ministers are united.
We are one. There aren't disputes in the cabinet.
Fox disagrees with Hammond, others disagree with others.
You mustn't believe everything that you read in the newspapers about all this. You know, we're all working for the same thing.
Commemorations are taking place to mark 100 years since the Battle of Passchendaele. Prince Charles has paid tribute to the courage and bravery of British soldiers who were killed in what was one of the bloodiest offensives during World War I. The NSPCC wants more clarity on the rules over the sale of childlike sex dolls. It's after a judge dismissed a 72-year-old man's bid to argue that his wasn't obscene and therefore shouldn't have been covered by a law banning their importation. A huge NHS mental health recruitment drive has been announced across England, but the mission to recruit 21,000 people by 2021 is already being criticised by nurses groups, who say in order for them to be ready in time, they'd have to start training in September. A hacker who disrupted access to the British Airways website for more than an hour has been given a suspended 2-year jail sentence. It cost the airline an estimated £100,000. And Channel 4's decision to broadcast controversial tapes of Princess Diana have been labelled the lowest common denominator TV. The Queen's former spokesman, Dickie Arbiter, says it's shameful that they've been made available. The footage featured the royal speaking candidly about her private life, including her troubled marriage with Prince Charles. The weather, another day of sunshine and showers with the risk of thunder in the north. It will be sunniest in the south with highs of 22 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's okay.
As a journalist, I'm going to ask you a journalistic-based question. Now, so you were talking about it there with Channel 4,
yes,
and the tapes. Is it right to broadcast them? Is it in the public interest?
Well, it depends. Is it in the public interest? Some people might argue it is. Others might not, because it's her private life.
Yeah, but she spoke about it on a... And as Katie Nicholl was just saying, that was possibly a foolish thing to do.
To record.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. If but, she didn't want, unless she did want them.
Well, that's
public.
The thing. That's the other thing.
Because why else would you record it?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of that?
What would you, if you were in charge? Now imagine you're in charge now.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you broadcast the tapes?
I can see why they'd want to.
Would
I think
you,
it'd be really interesting.
Would you do it, yes or no?
I think it depends on your channel as well. So maybe the BBC wouldn't, but say ITV or Channel 4 would.
Yeah.
So but, you have to put yourself in the perspective of that channel.
Television X, something like that. I don't know.
Do Channel 4 broadcast Hollyoaks in the public interest?
I mean, that's different because it's not factual. It's not real.
What?
It's not a documentary, Colin.
Still, though, is it within the public interest?
I mean, some people who are... some people are interested in Hollyoaks. So there you go.
Anyway, there we go. Not a definitive answer, but it's fine. Well edged around. Now, later, Victoria's here with bonus news, of course. Today, we bring you...
mineral news.
That's right. Yes. If it's happening in the world of minerals, rest assured that Victoria will have all of the very latest mineral-based information for you. The reason it's there, bulletins like that one, just 2 minutes long. 2 minutes. Two is nothing. It's nothing, that is it. And you still get paid the same, don't you?
Yes, and that's the right decision.
Yeah. So, today, bonus news is mineral news. Really good. Thanks, Victoria. Oh, and Headline Hijack on the way. We'll explain that next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Lennon once said,
life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Aerosmith sang,
life's a journey, not a destination.
And Sir Bruce Forsyth gave us,
life is the name of the game. The game with you.
So I hope you're busy making other plans to join me on my journey through the next Full Set Breakfast. That's the name of the game. Courtesy of Bruce Forsyth, Steve Tyler and John Lennon.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right then. Headline Hijack and Beyond. If you're just joining us, allow me to explain. We'd like you to make up a news story. Just a couple of sentences, small paragraph, that sort of thing. Lob it over to us. Using a variety of methods, which I shall outline momentarily. And you could well be on your way to hearing your words said as truth to the nation, out of Victoria's mouth, in the main news bulletin at 2 o'clock. That is Headline Hijack. Here's what's coming in so far, Cornelius.
The gravy brand Bisto are handing out free samples at all major train stations to celebrate the great British condiment of gravy today. The company is encouraging people to head down to their local station to pick up their free pot, but have warned that this is only while stock lasts.
Stock.
It's Monday.
Yeah. Anyway, I got mine this morning, picked up my delicious little pot of gravy at St Pancras.
Oh, nice.
Did you get yours?
What flavour?
It was just a chickeny gravy, actually. They were quite nice. You had a choice of chicken gravy or...
I went beef.
You went the classic beef,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I picked mine at Waterloo.
Yeah. Mine was chlorinated, though. So
it's chlorinated
chicken gravy. Yeah, pour over a chlorinated chicken.
Or you can put it in a swimming pool or clean out your kettle with it.
Yeah. I always clean out my kettle with gravy, do you not?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That's a way to cook, it's a way to boil gravy. Just pour the mixture in there. It's the same with soup.
What, you just bang it straight in there?
Just pour a can of soup or something in the kettle.
You're not supposed to boil soup, though. You're supposed to gently warm it.
Ah, well, that's where you're foolish, because I stop the kettle before it actually boils. I just warm the soup through.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, admittedly, it makes tea taste soupy afterwards. But that's a small price to pay for not having to dirty a saucepan, isn't it? So that's my advice there. What else has come in, Cornelius?
According to Carmichael, the advertising authority has punished Channel 4 after running an advert for Celebrity Big Brother saying that this year's contestants were so unknown to call them celebrity is actually false advertising. This year's contestants include the £1 fish guy, Carrie Katona's stepniece, and a person called Sean who once had a wee next to Prince Harry.
See, I don't know whether that's a joke or whether they are the actual contestants, because that's entirely believable. And that's absolutely possible.
Hi, I'm Cherise, and I'm Carrie Katona's stepniece and a model.
Twitter has announced it's to give every verified member £1,000 to thank them for contributing to the website. The social media site Twitter has said that account holders are welcome to donate the money to a charity of their choice or instead pick one prize from their new verified gift list booklet, which will be tweeted to each blue-ticked user. That's generous of them, isn't it? That's very generous.
I can see why, though. Everyone who has a blue tick on Twitter is just brilliant. I love how they always reply to Donald Trump's tweets.
Are you angling for a blue tick or something?
I am looking at getting one.
Are you?
I've applied. Yeah, but I got an email saying, yeah, that's fine, we just need some ID, which I've sent them.
Yeah, but the problem is that you have devalued it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, before...
Massively.
If you can get one, I mean, that devalues Twitter as a brand and probably wipe millions off their stock market share, I would imagine.
Yeah, but then I'd become known for that and would deserve the
blue tick eventually.
Yeah.
As opposed to being a disappointing...
It's a sort of paradox.
...sidekick on a little listen-to radio station. Anyway, so if you would like to contribute to today's Headline Hijack, you've still got time, around about 20 minutes, in fact. Here's the number to get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And after the traffic and the travel, we will be talking to Rudd. Rudd will be in here going through the papers and the stuff. That's what normal radio shows do. All do it, don't they? Go through the papers and everything. And then you go, oh, look in the paper. Oh, look, who's... And it's all the same, but not round here, because each day a different diversity does it, which makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And Rudd is a bisexual, so that's that box ticked. After that, Rufus Hound, comedian, mustachioed man, and Toad will be joining us to talk about his role in Wind in the Willows and other stuff. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Monday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I've got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all 8 Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin, competitor contracts are 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Warwickshire on the M40, where the southbound carriageway has been closed because of a serious accident between junction 12 for Gaydon and junction 11 for Banbury. The northbound carriageway has also been temporarily closed to allow an air ambulance to land. On the M6 in the West Midlands, going southbound, it's slow moving because of an earlier broken down vehicle between junction 10 for Wolverhampton and junction 9 for Wensbury. And in West Yorkshire, the M62 going westbound, one lane closed and queuing traffic because of recovery work for a lorry fire between junction 23 for Huddersfield and 22 for Rishworth Moor, with congestion back to junction 25 for Brighouse. I'm Luke Duffy.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Cometh the hour, cometh the diversity paper review as well, which we'll get to in just a moment. Before that, though, well, there's a lot going on, isn't there, in the news? It's quite bitty, the news today, I would say. There's the Diana tapes, as we've been discussing in quite some detail.
Mm-hmm.
We've still got the remaining 5 that went missing from Paul Burrell's loft, so we'll be bringing you the details, playing those tapes out for you. No one's ever heard them before. Cornelius found them at a boot fair.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Passchendaele centenary, of course, the battle. 1917 started today. In 1917, so there's a lot going on for that centenary. There's much talk of things, but it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius, but we're here to help as ever by bringing you the news, current affairs, really analysed forensically, mind, using Japanese poetry, which is the obvious way to go with news. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Irony as Kev in Mars will earn less as he's anti-Semitic.
The news in haikus. All right then, a quarter to a time, and that time is where we invite our regular diversity, or one of them certainly, to review the papers for us. We welcome back Rudd Rudney.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Remind us of your diversity.
I am bisexual.
That's right. what newspaper are you going to start with, Rudd?
I'm going to start with The Times. There's a piece in The Times. There's some research being done about kind of how we use language online. Mm. And apparently these days, so a teenager in 2017, you remember back in the day, the early days of the internet, when no one typed the word U. It was the letter U every time.
I always used to put U as in sheep.
Oh, did you type E-W-E?
Yeah.
Oh, it was you who started that.
Right. Yeah.
So here's how the article starts. For those who fear that human civilization is being undermined one cat video at a time, there is good news. In the past decade, there may have been no discernible diminishment in our appetite for cats looking like Hitler, which I feel like is an odd, like, it's quite a fun story. It's not a place to bring up Hitler.
Yeah.
But at least the language used to describe them is more sophisticated. So a person aged 16 in 2007 would have been interested in dogs chasing their own tails, but they would have used shorter words to describe it. So I think beyond just slang, it's just the actual length of the words that people are using beyond just abbreviations.
Right. So this is... I missed the point of the story. So what?
It's teenagers use long words online.
That's the story,
John.
That's the whole story. All right. I was looking for more.
It's a slow news day.
I'm not sure you've noticed. It really is. That's quite desperate, isn't it?
Those longer words are just hashtags.
Yeah, maybe they are.
They're individual words. They've just got no spaces on, because that's how hashtags work.
Oh, I always thought that hashtags were just like one big word. I thought that people invented new words with hashtags.
But you're a child, right?
Yeah.
So how... You know, have you found that? Because you use the internet, don't you, as a modern...
I've heard of it.
Yeah. So, and in what way? Because emojis, Rudd, I say to you.
Well, emojis can be a sentence in themselves, really.
Yeah.
I remember when I was, you know, back in 2007 when I was texting, when I was on the internet, never a complete word. Not a single word in the sentence would not be an abbreviation. Were you guys...
I was like that. I used to always type what, but spell
W-O-T.
It. W-O-T.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time.
I think they should have just stuck with that.
I was and remain a stickler for correct...
Is that was W-O-Z?
Stop it. Correct grammar, punctuation, and the right words. Never would I... use a shortened word.
Yeah, it was very even much beneath you as a BAFTA winning comedy writer.
Yes, and even in a text, Rudd, to personal text.
You get the dictionary out.
I would never abbreviate anything because it just annoys me and it looks stupid.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm...
It does make you...
But so it's coming back, so the long words...
Long words are coming back, people are cleverer. Guess what 12% of young people have never seen?
I know this.
What is it?
Have a guess.
Hedgehog.
Oh, you want me to have a guess?
Yeah.
A hedgehog? Is it?
Is that it?
No, it's a cow. 12% of young people, 1 in 8 young people, they've never seen a cow, which...
How is that possible?
I'm not sure if this means on, like, in real life.
Yeah.
I mean, 'cause I can't think of the last time I saw a real life cow was.
I saw one yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, but you live in, like, Canterbury, so it's outside of London. So I just assume there's cows roaming everywhere outside of London.
It's like The Walking Dead outside of London, yeah, but with cows.
It's all just a wasteland.
Yeah, it is. There's nothing out there, Rudd. There's just cows. It's sort of marauding cows that will eat you and turn you into a cow.
I've got this vision of this post-apocalyptic cow-dominated society after...
The mooing dead, they call it. Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
When was the last time you saw a cow, Cornelius?
I can't remember, but I've definitely seen one before.
I mean, like, when did you last visit your parents' house? Get it,
my parents don't live with cows.
I was calling your mum a cow.
Oh, just offensive.
That's
sexist. Says, why can't my dad be a cow?
He could be a bull.
Oh yeah, cows are feminine.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, feminine. Anyway, so
more news.
What, just a cow or other?
Well, it's just a cow. 1 in 8 young people has never seen a cow. Accordingly, so while they might have spotted a cow on television, 12% of 18 to 24 year olds Are so unfamiliar with the countryside that they have never seen cattle in person.
Right. I think as a rite of passage then, children should be made to go and...
they should be driven out to the wasteland.
Yeah, out there, yeah.
And forced to witness.
And to suck milk directly.
Oh,
Jesus!
God. Why is that your solution? That is so weird.
It's not weird.
That's just weird.
Why is that weird?
Because why can't they just go and look at a cow and because go, you might yeah, tick that off?
Because out there in the wasteland, Cornelius, we have to survive how we can. And milk is like currency.
You're
now.
You're too protected by your metropolitan London liberal elite bubble.
It's like,
you need to get out there and suck the milk out of the cow's udder.
Damn right. And that's how it should be. That's how it should be and how it is out there. You've got no idea the desperate times out there.
Up in your ivory tower.
Bubble. You live in London. But out there, it's like Mad Max, but instead of petrol, it's milk that's the currency. Yeah, and if we want to eat, we have to go and get under a cow and suckle at its teat. That's all we've got. That's all we got out there. In case you bite one for a bit of beef. But that's all it. Anyway, what's the next story?
Yeah, please.
Now, this joke that I'm about to make works a lot better in text format. Like, I feel like it would do quite well on Twitter if I were, like, a journalist that gets easy retweets. Passenger holding baby punched by worker at Nice Airport, N-I-C-E.
Yeah.
That so doesn't sound so Nice to me.
Yeah, exactly. That would be the very funny joke that we could put on. I'm more than 10,000% sure that joke's already been made on Twitter.
Yes. So why was someone punched at Nice Airport?
EasyJet is urgently seeking answers at a Nice Airport after a worker apparently
doesn't
punched...
Doesn't sound that Nice to me.
Yeah, we've done that.
Have we? How so?
He was 13 hours delayed, so I imagine the passenger was a little bit angry.
Yeah.
Frustrated.
I mean, sometimes you just snap. Just got to punch a person.
You've changed, right?
Yeah.
Your snowflake ways of it. You're becoming more...
So did someone punch...
They didn't punch the baby.
No, obviously.
The guy holding the baby was punched.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. The baby had to witness that, and the baby's going to be scarred for life.
That baby's seen that, but it hasn't seen a cow. And that's what's wrong with it. That baby should be taken out of its metropolitan... Liberal elite bubble.
And forced to
breastfeed.
Look at a cow.
From a cow. Suckle the milk, the very milk from
the life-giving
elixir of a cow's udder.
Shut up.
This is like a dystopian future film where every baby, when they're born, they've got to witness their dad get punched.
I'll tell you what it's like. It's like the Spartans, right? So the Spartans, of course, when they had children, they would take them out and leave them.
This is a very little Paul Ross little factoid, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. He didn't tell me this. I just know this. But they would leave their children to die, essentially, on a mountain and be eaten by wolves and so forth, the Spartans. But if the child survived, then it was worthy of growing up to be trained as a Spartan warrior. If it died, it just died.
No wonder the Spartans died out.
Yeah. That's quite a brutal selection strategy.
I can't imagine Sparta's economy was that strong based on that.
No, they used to use milk as a currency, and they used to send their... But they didn't. It was wolves. They would suckle from a wolf's teat.
Wolf's milk, yeah.
Delicious. Carry on.
There was a van driver who was caught by traffic police browsing some... adult websites while he was driving.
Is that illegal? I mean, it is while driving.
I mean, you can't look at it while driving.
He was fined £250.
Yeah. I mean, the nature of the website is kind of irrelevant because he was looking at a phone.
Yeah.
I suppose.
But I just feel like the fact that it was adult... When I say adult website, I don't mean, like, insurance and stuff.
Oh, we know what you mean.
he was looking for a mortgage.
What was the percentage of children who haven't seen a cow?
12%.
Right, 100% of children definitely clicked on that now. Because it's easy these days with them, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's super easy.
The kids.
So obviously, when nature calls, got to do what you got to do. Time is, heeds to no man.
Was he? Wasn't doing that, no.
I don't know. It says he was spotted looking at it on his phone. Right. I did see a video once on Twitter of a van... No, it wasn't a van. It was a lorry going down a motorway. And the driver was... And it was obviously filmed from another lorry driver.
Yeah, careful.
As they went past. What?
Well, I don't know what you're about to say.
Oh, no, because you could see across into the cab.
Yeah.
And it's a dude, and he's got his Johnson out. He's... But, yeah, it's, anyway. He's having a good time.
Right.
Well, he shouldn't be doing that.
He should not. We do not encourage that at Talk Radio. Looking at your phone for whatever reason while driving, drive safe.
Yeah. Or looking at any adult websites.
Yes.
At all.
If you're under 18, don't.
No,
do that.
No, anyone. This is a station of God, I've always thought, and for me, that is against him.
Is that because when people come into work here, they go, oh, God. Is that mainly why?
I think so.
Okay. Don't mistake that man in his cab for a cow. Because that
Stop!
Very unfortunate error. It's a wasteland out there, I tell you. You gotta, you know,
it's chaos.
You gotta get your own fun way and find it.
Outside the M25, it's every man for himself.
It's just the mooing dead. Rod, thank you very much for going in. Remind us, if you would, of your diversity.
I am bisexual.
That's right. Now, that was the diversity paper review. On the way, Rufus Hound joins us, the comedian and man. To plug something or other, it's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Also still to come, the big debate at three, a game of band or missile, and work experience punditry as Fergus joins us. He's our work experience to review some television and so forth. Plenty of things on the way for your Monday afternoon delight. Not least, Headline Hijack, who has got their made-up news story in the news, which is coming next. Cornelius, who?
It's Nigel.
Nigel, where's Nigel?
Southern.
Okay, good. So Nigel's made-up news will be in the forthcoming bulletin. It's there to confuse those not listening to this bit or not paying attention to it at any rate, which, let's be honest, is possibly most people. So all of it on the way. I'm John Holmes. Let's take the news next.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show, tomorrow night from 7, on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion, Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success, tomorrow night from 7, on The James Whale Show, on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It's 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, free movement will end in 2 years' time. More child sex dolls being seized and Diana tapes row.
Talk Radio.
Free movement of EU citizens to the UK will end in March 2019. The Prime Minister's spokesperson says the government is focused on getting a good Brexit deal for Britain and making it as smooth as possible. Catherine Barnard is a professor of European Union law.
Just because of the sheer complexity of delivering Brexit can't possibly all be done in 2 years. And the very fact that the EU has factored in a transitional period into their negotiating schedule, it's going to happen.
A former primary school governor has admitted importing a childlike sex doll after feigning to convince a judge it wasn't obscene. 72-year-old David Turner from Ramsgate in Kent will be sentenced for that and other offences in September. Authorities say an increase in seizures by border officers has helped them find previously unknown suspected paedophiles. Hazel Stewart is from the National Crime Agency.
It has been proven now that those importers importing these childlike sex dolls, it is indicative of them having a sexual interest in children, and the devices have proved that they have viewed and shared and stored indecent images of children.
A 24-year-old computer hacker has been given a 2-year suspended jail sentence for disrupting access to the British Airways website for more than an hour. A court heard Paul Dixon from Seaham in County Durham was caught after boasting about it on Twitter. The High Court has blocked a bid by a former chief of staff of the Iraqi army to bring a private prosecution against Tony Blair. General Abdul Wahid Shannon al-Rabat had accused the former prime minister of committing a crime of aggression by invading Iraq in 2003. And Channel 4 has defended using controversial videos of Princess Diana. The broadcaster has described the tapes as an important historical source, but the decision has been branded shameful by some as it features her speaking candidly about her private life.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Another day of sunshine and showers with the risk of thunder in the north. Sunniest in the south with highs of 22 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you.
It's okay, John.
Thank you, though. Thanks very much. So today, bonus news is at 3:30. That's going to be mineral news, of course. Mm-hmm. Have you...
No.
Good. Animal, vegetable and mineral. It covers everything off apart from fungus, which you get very occasionally. But today, if it's happening in the world of minerals... Victoria will have that information for you at 3:30, just to be clear. And now I understand it's Jake with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where
the trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. We'll start with cricket. England have victory in their sights on the fifth and final day of the third test at the Oval, chasing an unlikely 492 for victory. The tourists were 220 for seven a short time ago. England need 3 wickets to take a 2-1 series lead. Former Sunderland midfielder Mickey Gray says Darren Gibson was right to criticise the Black Cats when talking to a fan. He was filmed after the Black Cats lost 5-0 to Celtic in a pre-season friendly. Gray says Gibson was set up, though.
I just think it's supporters who are starting to invade people's privacy. But this needs to stop, people videoing. I don't know what's next. The players have to walk around with their mobile phone on video to video people who are talking to them, because it's getting beyond a joke now.
Arsene Wenger insists having players in the last 12 months of their contract is an ideal scenario, despite possibly having to write off millions of pounds in transfer revenue. Alexis Sanchez is one of several players whose deals expire in the next year. Finally, Manchester United are close to completing the signing of Chelsea midfielder Nemanja Matic in a reported £40 million move. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, some newspapers are reporting the government's issued a D-notice to all major news networks requesting them not to publish a video of Theresa May falling into Lake Garda on holiday. The notice says that the video could undermine Theresa May's strong and stable premiership as Prime Minister.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there. And Jake as well with the news, the sports news that he recorded half an hour ago, so it's slightly out of date. It's 3 minutes past 2 o'clock. Rufus Hounding with us next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, it's just coming up to a time, and later on the programme, of course, drunk people will be canvassed for their opinion on the week's news. We've been out over the weekend as people fall out of pubs and clubs and bars, hammered off their gourd, and ask them news-related questions. Hear the results in around 20-25 minutes' time. It's the feature we call Alco Vox Pops, of course.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then, let's talk guest action. Rufus Hound. joins us now, as promised. Hello, Rufus Hound.
Hello, John Holmes.
Wherever you go, your moustache precedes you, it seems to me.
That's the nature of having something on the front of you.
It's quite... every time I see you,
yeah.
it's not changed shape, but it is more luxuriant,
yeah. Oh,
I think.
Currently, it is at the kind of levels that should have some kind of warning. But I have to paint it green every night and glue it.
We should point out this is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Yes, that's right, yes.
You are here to plug to me. I can tell you, there's still the green isn't going away. I mean,
no.
I presume you tried to wash it.
I sort of half-heartedly tried to wash it.
Yeah.
Why not have a little peek behind the velvet curtain?
Yeah.
I use a really heavy-duty hairspray to hold my moustache in its sort of curly shape.
Good.
And the combination of the hairspray and the mascara that I have to paint into it is such that I could spend 20 minutes every night, you know, microscopically ensuring that there is no green in my moustache, or I can just accept I'm always going to be a bit green until I shave it off. And I've adopted the slatternly latter.
Yeah, we should point out why it's green. Because I realise that's...
Because I'm very unwell.
That's right.
Because I have severe mental problems.
So, what are you doing?
I'm playing Mr. Toad in Wind in the Willows at the London Palladium.
That's
Tickets
right.
available.
Tickets available, hence you being here.
Hence, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Beat around the bush.
Had your people ever just phoned out of the blue and invited me to come and talk to you, I probably would have accepted that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the good burgers of talk radio went through the PR company that is promoting Wind in the Willows, and now I'm contractually obliged to frame all answers through the veneer of a musical adaptation of Kenneth Graham's early 20th century children's classic.
And nicely put.
Thank you.
Good. Well, look, it's good to see you, because I haven't seen you for ages, and you often crop up in things, but recently, though, this whole stage stuff...
Yeah.
I mean, you've always had a love of that.
Yeah.
But obviously, comedian, yeah. Do we still say comedian, or are we now into the realm of stage actor?
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because... fundamentally, I'm just somebody trying to avoid having a real job.
I have done that.
And it wasn't successful.
What was your real job?
Oh, I did loads of things. I've been a builder's labourer.
Yeah.
That didn't last very long.
Good.
Mainly spent lunch hours with Romanians telling me why Jewish people had no hearts.
Great.
So
good news, yeah.
That seemed like the kind of environment I was unlikely to flourish in.
Yeah, so best step away from that.
Step away
as
from
recent
that.
Events in newspapers have proved this weekend.
What else? I worked as an explainer at the Science Museum, explaining the exhibits to children.
Right.
That was a great job, but after about 2 years of doing it, you do start going mad. Because... you're just explaining the same kind of scientific principles while increasingly rocking backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
In an environment that is basically a warehouse full of screaming.
Good. Yeah.
What else I do?
To be fair, that is good training for what you do now. That's fine.
It is good training for some of what I do now. But ideally, I would love to get to the point where those concerns fell away. And I don't feel like, hello, we'd like you to do a job. Does it contain an element that is a warehouse full of screaming? No, it doesn't. Well, then I can't do it.
I'm not happy with it, yeah.
What else did I do? I worked in PR. I did the PR for Claire's Accessories and...
Did you?
Champagne and clothing and things like that.
Right. It's very varied, isn't it, that?
Let's well, it's just... They are the hallmarks, are they not, of somebody who has no plan and no real intent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've just done a lot of different things...
So when did the comedy start? Because you, I mean, I didn't know this about you, but I did a modicum of research. And I understand you set up your student radio station.
What's fascinating is that the radio reviews that I... Sorry, the radio interviews that I've done to promote Wind in the Willows, for whatever reason, that seems to get bumped to the top of the list.
I can see why.
You built a radio station!
It's a geeky radio question. Yeah.
And I always have to sort of give the very disappointing answer that what really happened was I got... There was, like, college elections, so they were elected members of the student body to form a school council.
Yeah.
And I said, under my... if you elect me, I will make a student radio station. And then the college said, there is no money to do that. That's not going to happen.
That didn't stop this place getting built. I mean, look what we're left with.
And you say, as long as I talk loudly into this tin can, people can hear it. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
So really what it was a mixing desk, two CD players and two microphones,
yeah,
and some wires that led to two speakers in the canteen.
So it's more a PA system.
It was really more a hi-fi. But it meant that we were able to do a deal with a local record shop, and yeah, they gave us records. We copied the ones that we liked,
yeah,
and then returned them all. And we kept that going for as long as we could.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
So, but then into stand-up, right?
Well, yeah, so left Sixth Form College.
Yeah.
Did a variety of jobs, none of which I was any good at.
Yeah.
And at the same time started going out with a girl who was a comedy reviewer for a radio station. And it meant that we went and watched, like, amazing people do stand-up.
Oh, okay.
Before they were really terribly well-known. Yeah. So we went and saw Rich Hall and Al Murray and Boothby Graffo and... Like, oh my God, you know, there's no point me ever thinking about doing comedy, even though I'd grown up, you know, officially a comedy fan.
Yeah.
At that period as well, it was comedy's the new rock and roll. So, you know, all of my heroes were like Lee and Herring and Sean Hughes and Steve Coogan, Bill Hicks. So that was kind of going on. Then you actually see people who are amazing at doing it. You think, well, there's no point me ever really considering this as something I could do. And then, because she was a comedy reviewer, she got asked to be the judge at a load of new act competitions. So over the course of about 2 months in that new act competition season, we watched about 100 people who were rubbish. And I thought, oh, maybe this will be all right.
I can do this.
I won't be as terrible. I might not be Al Murray, but I won't be half of the people who, you know.
I was hoping for a name there.
Didn't you do it?
I did for a bit of it.
Well, there you go. There's an example.
But look at his childish facade. I mean, there's no way that there was an overlap there. And so that was enough for me to think, right, well, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
I don't have to have the highest of hopes.
You always have, though, because obviously now having moved into musicals and stage stuff, did you always kind of have those skills innate within you? Or, I mean, how did that
from about
come
three,
yeah,
I think two or three, watching The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Until about 17.
Is this why you go around getting cast in anything where you can be painted green?
Yeah.
Is that why?
John. I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
That was everything that I was ever going to do, is I am going to be an actor. And then went to Sixth Form College, where I started the radio station,
yeah,
and was like, oh, I see there are girls and showing off and booze. And at the same time, there is a drama teacher telling me that 80% of people who go to drama school never get a job.
Yeah.
Of the 20% who do, 80% of them within 3 years have given up. And it just felt like, oh, I'm on the precipice of adulthood, and the lesson that I have to learn is... Not for you, Sonny Jim.
Yeah.
These are the thoughts of a child, and instead the actual world is waiting for you and you need to address that.
Yeah.
And so I thought I could go to university and emerge 3 years later with a mediocre degree from a mediocre university and probably some kind of liver disorder, or plough on into the world of work, which is what I did. And then through hook and crook, end up starting doing stand-up in the evenings.
Yeah.
And from stand-up, started getting the opportunity to, would you like to do some acting? So I'm like, yes, I would like that. And then Nigel Cole, who I worked with on a movie called The Wedding Video, said, you do realise for as long as you are just dabbling in acting, you'll never get the chance to play actual parts that you can feel actually proud of. And so my advice to you would be, spend less time on Celebrity Juice and more time at the RSC.
Yeah, seemed to make sense. Yeah.
And, well, you know, it's brought about everything that I kind of feel proud of. As much as I love shows, you know, I watch a lot of those panel shows.
Yeah.
I enjoy them. I listen to those things on the radio. But they're very disposable.
You've found your true calling, you see.
Well, I'm not even saying... No, I wouldn't even say that, because I think... I don't want to apply a value judgment to any of those things.
Yeah.
I enjoy those things, so I wouldn't talk them down. It is more that I reached a point where I wanted to feel like the things I was doing were less disposable, and more things that on my deathbed I could look back on and go, I did that.
Yeah.
I actually worked really hard on that, and it was a real accomplishment.
So in terms of winning the Willows, then,
yeah,
this is so you're Mr. Toad, as we've said, hence the green. But as I saw that as a kid, you know, I remember that was kind of one of the first stage experiences, probably as a kid. I went to see in the theatre. So are you finding that the kids are wide eyed with excitement and coming to see it and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, we get messages from people's parents. You know, I get them on Twitter and that sort of stuff with like my kids. Came out of there with their heads spinning, their eyes rolled back in their heads. They were blown away by it.
Yeah.
And I remember my mum and dad taking me to see Starlight Express, and when Electro like waved at me at the end, I was like, oh my God! Like, you are giving kids moments that they will remember for the rest of their lives, and that is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a few grown-ups into the bargain, people saying that the story's always meant a lot to them, and they came and saw it, and it was there were moments of it that were just like they'd always imagined it as a kid, and things like
so
that.
So what's the difference? I've always wondered this, right? Because it's Wind in the Willows, right?
Yeah.
But there's also Toad of Toad Hall.
Yes.
So what's... I'm sure I've seen both.
Yeah.
But I can't remember or work out what the difference between the two...
So it's a bit like there's Smallville and there's the first Superman movie.
Okay, got you. That's a good analogy.
Yeah, yeah.
You've nailed it. Yeah. Had I known that when I was a child, I'd have figured that out a long time ago.
Yeah, or, you know, there's the wind. There's Wicked and The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, fine.
It's basically that it's the same story, but it's that you examine one aspect of it more than the other.
Yeah.
But Wind in the Willows, having been a success as a book, was adapted for the stage by A.A. Milne, who wrote...
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
And the stage adaptation was called Toad of Toad Hall. So
that's where my confusion lies.
Sort there of the historical I knew there'd be something. Thing of that. But it also means that when you read the Kenneth Graham book, there's actually not really a huge emphasis on Toad particularly. And what A.A. Milne realised was, no, this is where the fun
the
is.
The fun is the guy with the car.
The nutcase going really fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so, I don't know. I've spent quite a lot of time recently looking at how stories exist in different media. You know, like Alan Moore hates any movie adaptation of his
comic novels. Yeah,
of his graphic novel, his comic book work. But actually, a movie does have a different requirement. What you want as a viewer from a movie can't just be page by page by page adaptation. Mm. It's just a different. The way that you tell a story has a different requirement, essentially. Yeah. Quite boring, but I've been really interested in that.
Well, it's part of what you have to do, so we'll take that.
Well, and I've been looking at, like, every time I read something now, I'm like, oh my God, this would make an amazing play. I wonder if I could get this up and running as a going concern. Oh, right, so what would you have to strip out and what would you have to bring in and where would the emphasis have to lie in
telling the story? If at any point you want to turn this interview into a play.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, like Frost Nixon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think this is
Hound.
These people are listening to this thinking it's the same as that in many ways.
Yeah.
Actually, but what I do, and a note of seriousness, I do want to touch on is that weird Twitter thing that happened.
Sure.
With you, where, and let me get this right, you tweeted something, was this about the Manchester Arena bomb?
Yeah.
And you tweeted something, and then within moments, of course, you became the latest person on Twitter to get attacked on Twitter.
Yes.
For something. So what's the story behind it? What happened? Because you must have known that was going to get some kind of horrific reaction.
Yes. I mean, hindsight's 20/20, isn't it? I can tell you what happened. I was watching somebody stand up recently. It was Jerry Seinfeld in Comedians in Cars Get Coffee. And he was like, you know that thing where anyone tells you the story, they're always the good guy in the story. So I'm kind of loath to do that, really. I can tell you what happened.
Yeah, well, he said, the facts of it were, you tweeted...
Well, no, so I'm gonna give you some things that sway this more in my favour, but I'm going to try and do that in a way where I'm like, I'm still not making excuses for myself if people were really offended by it.
Yeah.
A really close friend of mine died, and I was at the funeral when the attack happened. And so I'd had like 3 days in this kind of bubble of grief. And so what was going on in the rest of the world was sort of at a bit of a distance, frankly. And so my meter for, this will put the cat amongst the pigeons, this will upset people, was just not really present. I'd spent 3 days surrounded by people sobbing their hearts out. Then come back from that, gone to work. And it wasn't that I tweeted a thing. It was that I read a thing that somebody else had tweeted and was like, oh, yeah, the same thing ran through my head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Explain what the thing was.
So the thing was that somebody basically tweeted that was it... it was that they found it... I mean, I can't remember. I would just read you the tweet. This isn't me trying to reframe it. But the crux of it was it seemed a bit curious to them that this guy could just walk into... And it was the thing that MI5 very quickly released the information about. They knew who this person was.
Yeah.
So there was, like, this conspiracy theory thing.
Yeah, it was this... The idea, to get to the point of it, I think the idea wasn't that it was...
I'm struggling.
possibly a...
inside job.
A false flag. Which is, you know, a conspiracy theory red herring, i.e. It's when the government, like 9/11, when the government plans something in order to alter the outcome of something else.
Yeah.
Because
it was... During the election.
So the implication was with your tweet that could have been planted by the government in order to deflect attention elsewhere, etc.
The heavy implication in my tweet was maybe this was an inside job.
Yes.
And what I meant by the tweet was not that. It was somebody else has tweeted this, and I agree that this same thought had crossed my mind because the actual wording of my tweet was, excuse the mild tin-hattedness.
That's right,
but so at the point I tweet that, what I mean is the mild tin-hattedness is not like, here's my actual allegation and I have evidence for this and this is what you should believe too, just more like, that thought absolutely ran through my head as well.
And then I think the Reichstag was the famous...
So the Reichstag fire. Yeah. But again... And again, I can absolutely accept why people were upset by it, and I'm not making excuses and like, oh, I don't know why anyone would feel like that, but I've been watching this Harvard professor who's written this book about tyranny and the rise of tyranny, and he was on Bill Mayer's show talking about it, and then I watched like hours of this guy lecturing on all of the states in which tyranny rises are full of people going, well, obviously that could never happen here, and these things move incredibly fast, and the Reichstag fire was the thing. He was like, when there is a terror attack... And it's like, what were the reasons behind it and how did these things come about? These will always be used by people on the right to justify massive changes in human rights. And we have to introduce a whole new set of laws because we need to control these people. And we do that under the guise of people feeling very scared.
So you're getting to all of that within 140 characters.
Well, and
I mean,
not,
good
and,
try.
I'm failing. And the other thing is that with Twitter, because you follow the people that you, by and large you agree with, you know, I try and follow people I don't agree with, but the vast wealth of stuff I read on social media is people who kind of share an understanding of the world that I share.
Yeah. And were you expecting the backlash that there was, or was it a case of
literally sent that tweet walking out of work to the pub to drink with people I was going to have a drink with.
Very quickly went in all the papers as well, didn't it?
I mean, that was it. I wasn't trying to be like massively contentious. It wasn't like, hey, wake up, sheeple. It was literally, I'm going for a beer. Yeah. Oh, I've read this tweet where somebody, and I'm like, same thought crossed through my head as well. Like, this is exactly the kind of stuff we have to be on the lookout for. Isn't it crazy that we're in a world where we have to, where these thoughts kind of, and the other thing that happened very briefly was the number of people on my DMs who went, I mean, obviously that thought crossed everyone's mind, but you don't tweet it, you moron. So it was just a whole slew of things that it wasn't like I was trying to make that accusation, more that I was trying to say there is genuinely a huge move in mainstream popular thought at the moment towards a really quite frightening right wing of like UKIP policies being smuggled through as being like totally reasonable, and that things are being blamed on immigrants in the same way that there's always a scapegoat as societies move further to the right. There's this amazing Harvard professor who will kind of give you the 10 points, the hallmarks of moving towards a tyrannical system. We are undoubtedly the whole Brexit thing and the way that's being framed up is being shown. Like, these are the things we should be worried about more than, I bet she did it, which is largely how
it was interpreted.
Put forward and, you know, does that help sell papers or whatever?
I had a very, very similar experience when I tweeted a thing when I got dropped from a Radio 4 show. And was told one thing for the reason. Yes. You remember the
Now Show.
And that found its way onto the front of the Mail on Sunday, which changed my life quite weirdly for about 2 weeks in that sense of being hounded by reporters. No pun intended, Russell. but you know, it was a strange thing. Anyway, look, we're running out of time, so we'll come back and do an hour special on this or something.
Yeah, no, well, and that will be as boring as this, that one. As this
yeah,
short period.
Anyway, Winning the Willows. Nothing controversial about that. You're just a big man painted big and green with your hairy face.
That is basically it. It is a big warm hug of a show. It is intended for you to be able to bring your kids, grandkids to, and sit and just have a big smile plastered on your face for 2.5 hours.
There it is.
And leave feeling happy.
It's at the London Palladium, and that's Rufus Hound. Thank you very much indeed for
coming in.
Right, in the next bit of the programme, drunk people canvass their opinions on the week's news and work experience punditry on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife, Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of Leyland Trade True Guard Smooth Masonry Paint for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Caviar with Tomo, bubbles with Merce. But some cheeky blighters want to ruin it. This Saturday, Super 6 have a million of my cash to give away, and it's staying that way until it's won. Predict 6 correct scores and my million's yours. Bang goes my yacht on the Hartlepool Riviera. Soccer Saturday Super 6. Your Saturday morning sorted. Mine ruined. 18 plus entries must be in by 3 o'clock Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Warwickshire, the M40 going southbound, it's closed between junction 12 for Gaydon and junction 11 for Banbury because of a serious accident, and the northbound carriageway was also temporarily closed to allow an air ambulance to land. In West Yorkshire, the M62 going westbound has a lane closed, and traffic's queuing because of the recovery work to a lorry fire between junction 23 for Huddersfield and 22 for Rishworth Moor, with congestion back to junction 25 for Brighouse, taking about 45 minutes to travel through that. And in Cambridgeshire, the A14 going eastbound has some slow-moving traffic because of an earlier accident involving two cars. I'm Luke Duffy.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So in the next half an hour of the programme, two things I need to tell you about. One of which is drunk people canvassed for their opinion on the week's news. It's what we do on the weekend. Go outside, hang around outside pubs and clubs and bars, wait for them to kick out people, or just people come outside to vomit in the gutter, shove a microphone in their face and ask them what they think of the news. This week's is on the way. It's called Alco Vox Pops, of course. And not only that, but Angelina Jolie, by the way, that's right, has been...
Oh, the actress.
As opposed to the...
The chef.
Yes. Although... Food is involved in the story. And she's also a director and a ambassador for something. So she's been... There's some controversy over her auditioning some orphans in Cambodia for her new film, OK? And the story is that she... I'd given them some money and some food and then just taken off them to see how sad they got and whether or not...
What?
That, yeah, sad enough.
That's
to
not
appear,
even acting. That's just... The genuine sadness
in her film.
Are we sure it's true?
Well, she said not. She said it's been taken out of... This was reported by Variety magazine in America. And she said that's not how it happened. This was part of an audition process, but it's not quite how it's been reported. But anyway, it's given me reason enough to come up with today's text in, which is pun-based, because it's a Monday. Monday?
It's Monday.
Monday. Yeah. She's to do with films.
She is to do with films.
And food was involved.
Was it?
Yeah, I just said she gave food to the author, took it away.
I thought you said money.
And money and food.
Okay.
Food and films.
Yeah.
Food and films.
Fine.
So, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag food films.
Food films. JFKFC. That's one I've come up with. Have you got one?
Dung cake.
Good. Madras Max.
Baby Bell Driver.
The Lasagna of the Mohicans. So, you could... Victoria's got one.
The Great... I don't know how to pronounce that.
Well, you wrote it down.
I know, yeah. I never said it out loud.
Say it out loud.
How do you know it's a good pun, then?
I don't want to... How do you say it?
Go on.
Can you just whisper to me how to say it? Okay, that's how I thought. The Great Escalope! Oh, no! I knew it was wrong!
It's a scallop.
Escalope. Is that how you say it?
Scallop.
Escalop. I don't believe you. Either of you. I don't know what it is.
So, good. Thanks for joining in. I mean, that was a good one.
Thanks. Yeah. Spider Mango.
What?
Spider Mango.
That's not that great, is it, that? I think it should have ended on Escalope. Anyway, so we get those two. It's 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag food films.
And also the next half an hour, cometh work experience punditry. We'll be talking television with Fergus. But it's just after 2:30, Victoria. It's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister insists European free movement to the UK will end when Brexit takes effect. That's at odds with the Chancellor, who said there'll be a long transition period after the deadline of March 2019. A judge has ruled a man who imported a child sex doll broke rules on what's obscene, meaning he could be jailed. Former primary school governor, 72-year-old David Turner from Kent, will be sentenced in September. Dan Scully from Border Force says they've been seizing more of the dolls since March last year.
Generally, they've come from the Far East. So far, 122 have been seized. And there's a whole range of intelligence and investigative activity going on those detections.
Commemorations are taking place to mark 100 years since the start of one of the deadliest First World War battles, Passchendaele. Prince Charles and Theresa May have joined relatives of those who died for service in Belgium. A machete-wielding teenager on a moped has been found guilty of killing a former celebrity minder. Tommy Roome has been convicted of the manslaughter of Ricky Hayden in Romford almost a year ago. Liverpool fans have overwhelmingly backed safe standing areas at football grounds. Stadiums in the top two divisions have been all-seater since the Hillsborough disaster, which saw 96 Liverpool fans killed in 1989. And Channel 4 insists videotapes of Princess Diana talking about her failing marriage that it's planning to air on Sunday will put her voice front and centre. The broadcaster is being criticised by her friends and royal commentators who say it betrays her privacy. The documentary features Diana speaking about her upbringing and her troubled marriage. The weather, another day of sunshine and showers, the risk of thunder in the north, sunniest in the south, highs of 22 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is, and there's also more in 1 hour's time when today's bonus news brought to you at 3:30 in association with Victoria's Bulletins of Shorter, where we have mineral news. Animal? No. Vegetable? Not today. Mineral? Yes. Covers everything off in the world of minerals. Victoria? We'll bring it to you in an hour. Have you...
No,
I haven't started that yet. Fine. Thank you, though, Victoria.
That's okay.
Okay. Do you want to...
What?
I don't know. Good. We'll carry on with the... Yeah?
Oh, I was just waiting for the break to kick in.
Oh, here it comes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, to drunk people, and, well, you know, you probably went out at the weekend. Did you go out at the weekend? Did you? Were you drunk? Did somebody put a microphone in your face to ask you about the news? If they did, it will have been for this week's Alco Vox Pops. It's what we do at the weekend, when we remember. What we do is this. We go outside, we shove the microphones outside, we hang around outside pubs and clubs and bars and wait till the drunk people come out at closing time. And that's when we ask them about the news. Yes, it's like Vox Pops, but you get that on all stations, don't you? All programmes. But do they ever do it when people are hammered off their minds? No, they do not. But we fill that particular gap in the market. So there was much to talk about, of course. This happened on Saturday, by the way. So there's much to talk about over the preceding week. Not least the man, you remember Anthony Scaramucci? Scaramucci,
yeah.
With his swearing Fandango. Mm. Do you remember him? Communications director for the White House, of course, got involved in a row with a reporter and so forth, talking about a colleague's skill, shall we say, that occurred, didn't it? What else did we ask about this week? We asked about
chicken.
Chicken, of course, yeah. Big, important news story. The chicken.
And not as well known, but a big booze story.
Oh, that's right, which was appropriate enough, given the circumstances. So here's what happened out on the streets.
Sorry, excuse me, can I just ask you a question for some radio? Malia has banned boozy Brits from visiting Malia. How do you feel about that?
Terrible. I like being British and boozy. I don't know what Malia is.
It's their right to do so. I think if Brits are going to like behave like badly abroad, then absolutely, it's their right to ban us. We should behave better.
It's nothing to do with me.
I feel okay about it. I think Malia should be preserved as a historic and beautiful island of Greece? Is it Greek? Well, if it is Greek, it's probably got some lovely pillars and some lovely Athenian tradition around the Greek gods. Long live the Greeks and down with the Brits. I think it's just a symptom of Brexit, to be honest. I think, look, we're going to pull out of the EU, we might as well pull out of up stag doos and go back to them being at Bognor Regis.
Absolutely great. Look, if you look at the holiday scene, everywhere needs to be upmarket top. And they're just going to get people like Boris Johnson going along and visiting their hotels and doing everything they don't want people to do. Brits are not going to get that reputation, and I'm glad.
The chlorinated chickens are coming. What do you think the dangers of chlorinated chicken are?
I don't like chlorine in my hair, and I wouldn't like chlorine in my mouth. And last time I went swimming, it smelled funny, and I don't want my dinner to smell like swimming.
As in chickens that have chlorine in them? Well, chlorine's a poison, so obviously it's not a good thing. Why would that even get past, like food standards? Look, I'm curious. I've never seen a chicken swim, be it in a swimming pool or out in the actual sea. So I'm curious to know what it tastes like. At what point does the chlorine come into it? That's what I want to know. Are we stripping chickens, then cooking them, then just putting them in a leisure centre? Because I'd be more worried about urine than chlorine at that point.
You have to eat more chlorine when you eat chicken. And you might die.
I've got a master's degree in medicinal chemistry, and I say that having a vague experience of what you're on about, chlorinated chicken is, in the long term, worse for you than having non-chlorinated chicken.
Should you eat chicken? Full stop.
Trump's aide can apparently on himself. If you could, would you do that?
Yeah. I'd say get a rib out of me and we'll call it quits and lock my bedroom door and leave me to it.
No. Why would you?
No.
No, probably not. Not on a weekday.
Well,
I sort of take inspiration from that Jay Sean song, Down, 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 Down. You know that one? It's a good one. It was the one that was, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, what are we talking about?
What sort of question is that? If you could on yourself, would you? If you were Trump's aide, would you? Who writes this? Take a long, hard look at yourself. Why are you wandering around a pub on a Friday night asking people this sort of question?
Drunk people! He had a point, to be fair, didn't he? Canvas their opinion on the week's news. There he was. It was Alco Vox Pops. Now, still to come on what we continue to optimistically refer to as a programme this Monday afternoon are the following features. The big debate at 3 o'clock. A game of banned or. But banned or what? Well, I'll tell you, because the US have done a show of force over the Korean Peninsula following the ICBM launch of North Korea's missiles. We're going to be playing a game of banned or missile in the last half an hour of the programme. But next, Fergus will be joining us. He's our work experience. He will be going through the television for us. We tell him it's a leg up into the industry being a work experience, but the truth of the matter is, it's not true at all. It's because he's absolutely free. And we don't have to pay him. On the way, Talk Radio, Monday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night from 1 a.m, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train goes.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Is 9 a.m. you're coming home from work time? Your world isn't 9 to 5. So neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. The deadline is today. Renew right now or your payments will stop. Visit gov.uk/manage tax credits. We're ready when you are.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change for the M40 in Warwickshire. It's still closed southbound from 12 at Gaydon through to 11 at Banbury following a serious accident. There's also some northbound delays as well. Early problems on the M62 in West Yorkshire have left westbound queues from junction 25 at Brickhouse to 22 at Rishworth Moor. The M6 through Stafford is slow moving northbound because of a breakdown between 12 for Telford and 13 for Stafford South. And in Ipswich, the A14 is still closed at junction 55, the Cop Dock interchange after an accident with a diversion via the slips. I'm Jarena Adams.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's right, and very shortly now, Fergus will be here reviewing the television for us. Before that, though, we've been looking at the news, as you'd expect us to, really. Much around, will Channel 4 broadcast the Diana tape? Yes, it seems that they will. So that's in the news, isn't it? People a bit angry about that. Other things... Hammond has said we won't be a tax haven after Brexit. That's on the front.
Damn it.
Of the Times today. There's a lot of news around. It's very complicated.
I can't get my head around it, John.
It's fine. Don't worry. We're here to help. And we do that, as you know, by, well, I suppose examining the news is the best way to put it. Popping on the rubber glove marked short form Oriental verse and popping a finger up the high. Up the Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Vladimir Putin tells US diplomats it's time to Moscow home.
The news in haiku. If you're a regular listener, you will know that we like to do our bit to help people who want to get a leg up into this industry. It's our way of bringing on the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits and so on and so forth. Or at least that's what we tell our work experience people, and we put them on air to review stuff, to give them real world work experience. We tell them all of those things. It's a lie. We just get them in because they're free. So, Fergus is here. Hello, Fergus.
Hi, John. How's it going?
Yeah, not so bad. How are you? How was your weekend?
I'm all right, yeah. Good weekend.
Good. I mean, I'm literally not interested, but I was just being polite.
I figured.
Excellent stuff. Good. All right. So, you're reviewing television for us, of course, which is good. So, what are we going to start with today?
We're going to start with Dear White People on Netflix.
Okay, let's have a clip.
Now second years of color no longer have a say in where they go. The culture that's been fostered in this house for two decades will be wiped out in 2 years. Now, this wasn't motivated by a desire to mix things up, bring about racial and socioeconomic harmony. No. The black kids are sitting together in the proverbial cafeteria, so they must be up to no good. The Black Student Union and I have brought a petition to repeal the Randomization of Housing Act. I plan on bringing it to the president, and together we can bring black back to Winchester.
Well, I've not seen this, so tell us about it first.
Well, it's basically commenting on subliminal racism in the context of a high-end university campus,
okay.
Basically. Did either of you see Get Out?
I haven't, so don't tell me anything
about it.
That is on my to-watch list.
It's really good. The reason I bring it up is that kind of feel like this covers similar themes to that,
okay,
but not as well, basically. I like this show's message, but I do feel it was a bit heavy-handed.
Right. I mean, it's on the Winchester University campus, right?
If that's a real university, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is. But
it's a documentary?
No, it's not a documentary.
So how does
it work? It's like I don't know if it's a drama or a comedy. I guess it's a little bit of both.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
Because it sounds, I mean, I honestly don't know anything about it.
You mean be more specific about it?
Well, no, just I wasn't quite sure of what genre I was listening to. Okay. From that clip, you can't quite tell.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Okay. Oh, it's just about, well, there's a girl, she has a radio show where she calls out, like, subliminal racism. So, like, for example, they're all mad because one of the houses threw a blackface party. And they get, like, really upset about that.
Which is understandable.
Which is very understandable, yeah. Like, I mean, like I said, themes of the show, I think, are good. And some of them are covered in a way that's really clever and quite on point. But it is quite in your face of it. There's not a whole lot of subtlety. So the more I watched of it, the more it got a little bit tiresome.
Yeah.
But I'd say kind of like moderately recommended. Yeah. Like,
is it repetitive? I mean, is that the problem you have with it? I mean, if it is a sort of drama thing, is it a continuing storyline or is it a different thing each?
It shows a different character's perspective each episode, but it is the same plot. It does kind of sledgehammer its message in a little bit. So it is repetitive in that sense. But no, in terms of the plot, it kind of varies things up, and you get lots of little different perspectives and all the characters of different things.
Is it like the film Vantage Point?
I've never seen that film, so I couldn't say.
Have you seen a film, Cornelius?
Yeah, the film Vantage Point.
Because every time I reference any film at all, you stare at me like I'm talking a different language.
Yeah, but I've seen Vantage Point 3 times.
Right, why?
Because it's brilliant.
Right.
But that sounds like a similar format, where one event happens, and then you see it from a different perspective of each character.
If that's what happens in Vantage Point, then yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Totally.
It sounds like the programme for
it's
you, Cornelius.
Yeah, it's a strong format. Yeah. I'm up for this.
Dear, I do. Good. All right, what next?
Next, well, I mentioned Get Out, which was Jordan Peele's directorial debut. Blah. So speaking of Key and Peele, the other half of the duo is in this new show called Friends from College.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll be talking about.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix. These are all on Netflix.
Oh, okay, all on Netflix. Yeah. All right, fine. Okay, well, let's have a clip.
That'll help.
What's this?
Orange is Adderall, blue is Viagra. Don't take the white.
It's the middle of the week. We're not doing drugs. Not at my age. Not at our age. How many did you just take?
Three.
You just took three drugs.
Do the drugs! Do the drugs!
How do you sleep with women that are half your age?
It's soul-crushing.
We're good people.
This party's gonna be awful! Oh, my God!
We are such bad people.
Such bad people.
Are they bad people, Fergus?
They're quite bad people, yeah, got to say. So, yeah, I mean, you can tell a lot about that the show from that clip, basically.
Well, you say that. I'm just sort of going, what?
Not about the plot, just about the vibe, basically.
It sounds a bit in-betweeners-y to me.
I wouldn't give it quite that much credit.
Okay.
It's a dumb sitcom, basically. Now, I really like sitcoms. They're a bit like comfort food for me. So I got to say, like, I quite enjoyed this show. I wouldn't say it's especially good, because, like, the cast is really strong, I think, and quite likable. And the writing is sometimes really funny, and it grew on me as it went on. Like, it's like the third or fourth.
So the premise is what?
Oh, the premise. Sorry, I should start with that.
That's all right. You don't.
The premise is a bunch of friends.
You can do it from a different vantage point to use something that Cornelius would
love
understand.
Love vantage point.
Yeah. A bunch of friends who are friends in college, and they're still friends now, but they're not in college. They're adults now. That's basically the whole setup.
It's pretty easy to get. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. This is what I mean. It's basically just a sitcom setup. A bunch of adults in their 20s and their friends, and they get up to all sorts of goofy misadventures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Did you binge it?
The funny thing is, I only expected to watch a few episodes to review it, and then I watched a few more because I was quite enjoying it. I have a bit of a soft spot for sitcoms.
So when you say you've got this sitcom soft spot, so what to you would be the classic sitcom?
The classic or my favourite, because there's a difference.
All right, both of those things.
I feel like Friends is the classic sitcom, as in just, it kind of, it's what you expect sitcoms to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although obviously stuff like Seinfeld as well.
Okay.
And in terms of my favourite, I really like Community, which is a newer sitcom, and 30 Rock as well.
Yeah.
Both really good.
So all American sitcoms. Do you not think much of the British ones?
You know what? It's funny you'd say that. The British ones, I think, are often funnier. But kind of maybe it's a bit illogical. What I like about sitcoms is, like I said, they're like comfort food. It's like hanging out with a bunch of friends and they all have really good bants. So, and British sitcoms are often kind of mean and cold, which is the point, because it's funny, but it's just not really what I look for in a sitcom.
Okay, so you like the kind of warm nature of the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why Friends presumably ticks that.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, as a structure, Friends was brilliantly done as a sitcom. But do you watch Frasier? Have you seen Frasier?
I actually never have seen Frasier.
Right,
no.
That is the best sitcom. Right, that, I mean, it's up there with, yeah, I'd pretty much go, that's one of the best and well-constructed and written sitcoms. Just the dialogue and stuff. And once you get to know the characters, it's one of those ones where, because you know how the characters are going to react in all these situations, you're ahead of the joke a lot of the time, but then you're blindsided by clever wordplay, even though you know that character's going to act like this. It's very well done. So I would urge you, it's not my review, but I'm urging you to go and watch. If you'd like a sitcom...
I would, yeah.
Frasier is right up there.
Am I correct in thinking it's a Seinfeld spin-off?
No, that's not correct. It was a Cheers spin-off.
Oh!
Yeah, right. So Cheers, obviously, which was also brilliant, but Frasier, Dr. Frasier Crane was one of the characters of Cheers and then got his own sitcom, moved in the premise, moved back to Seattle.
Right.
And his brother and his agent and, you know, and his dad's in it and a dog called Eddie. It's very, very good. Have you
I've Frasier? Never seen Seinfeld or Frasier, no.
No.
Oh, it's never on the telly.
No.
True, actually. It never is on the telly.
Frasier's on the telly every morning.
Watches telly in the morning.
Exactly.
Record it! Record it! It's available on demand in your modern world, Cornelius.
What channel is it on?
I don't... 4, I think.
Okay.
I've
channel
seen
4
it on TV.
Every morning. It's about,
no, I used to watch...
Vantage Point. We know. We get it.
No, what was that sitcom where everybody loves the guy? Everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody loves the guy.
I just couldn't remember his name. That was on every morning when
I was at
school.
Well, obviously you don't love him very much, do you?
No, I used to watch that, but that wasn't very good.
No.
I mean, it was fine.
Frasier is good.
Okay.
And Frasier is one of those things you can sit down, and if it's just on, it's brilliant. You just go, oh, good, an episode of Frasier. And if it's one you haven't seen before, even better. But it's,
how many are there?
Oh, hundreds and hundreds. Of
okay,
it is quite a popular show. Yeah,
it's great. It's much better than anything you've ever seen.
I watched Coach Trips back, which has been back for like 2 weeks. What's, that's what I've been watching.
What's that?
You don't watch Coach Trip?
Is this a Love anyone... Island replacement?
For me, it is. Yeah. It's on. It's currently on E4. They've actually gone. They do this younger version now.
I don't know what it is.
Coach Trip Road to Xanti, and basically, loads of couples, but they're not all couples. Some of them are just friends.
Obsessed.
Some are solo.
With program like Love Island was your thing last week and the week before. Are you obsessed with things about couples because you can't get a girlfriend?
No.
Is that what it is?
No, not at all.
And you just date your own mother?
No, that's not true in
true.
Any way. No.
Fergus knows it to be true.
No.
I heard that to be true.
Yeah,
oh,
like
Fergus. Brendan is basically the coach guide, and he's one of the best characters on telly. He's hilarious. And then they just go around doing activities at one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then each night they have a vote to give out yellow cards. Once you get two yellow cards, you're off the coach to be replaced by another couple. But they're not all like romantic couples, some are just friends.
Stop talking now. Fergus, finally.
Finally, Riverdale, which is also on Netflix.
Have you got a bit Netflix obsessed this week? Clearly you have.
Well, if they're on Netflix, it's easy for me to watch them.
Fair enough. Yeah. What's Riverdale?
Riverdale is basically, it's based on the Archie comics. It's a teen drama about, it's kind of like a teen murder mystery, basically. Now, it's a bit weird with this one because this was much better made, I thought, than Friends from College. And it has much better cinematography and use of colour and writing and things like that. But I don't like teen drama at all. I find it very melodramatic and bombastic, whereas I like sitcoms, so I didn't enjoy this all that much. But I would kind of recommend it if you like that sort of thing, because it is very well made.
All right, so. Okay. Well, that's television for you. Thank you, Fergus, very much indeed. Cornelius won't watch any of that. He'll
no,
just...
I'll be watching Coach Trip and Vantage Point.
Yeah. In the next bit of the programme, there will be a big debate after 3 o'clock. A little treat for you at 3:20. Before we play a game of band or missile in the last half an hour of the programme, the United States of America have done what they liked. Well, they've done basically a flypast of the North Korean, of the Korean Peninsula, in a show of force, that's what they're calling it, against North Korea firing that missile on Friday. So we'll be playing a game of band or missile. Is it the name of a band or is it the name of a missile? We'll be doing it before four. News is coming next, though. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Can you take that ball outside before you break something, please?
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perks given once a month and vary with spend. Club card points in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
Oh! To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
So at around 20 past three, find out what happened when we accidentally started talking to some of Talk Sport's callers. Also, that game of Band or Missile, don't forget, in the last half an hour of the programme, and the big debate next. Oh, I should also tell you that John Nicholson is in for Sam Delaney today from 4, but at 3, here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, jail for terrorist marine, an increase in child sex dolls, and Angelina Jolie hits back.
Talk Radio.
A Royal Marine who lived a double life as a terrorist bomb maker has been jailed for 18 years. 31-year-old Kieran Maxwell planned attacks between 2011 and 2016. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
Maxwell stashed anti-personnel mines, mortars and pipe bombs in purpose-built hides in Northern Ireland and England. The court heard he researched targets and discussed plans to attack police officers and stations. He'd already been promoted to Lance Corporal when members of the public stumbled upon his hidden stashes and he was discharged from the Marines. The judge told him he was a dangerous man who enjoyed his crimes.
The Prime Minister's spokesman says free movement of EU citizens to the UK will end on the day of Brexit in March 2019. The comments come after days of split opinions on the issue from the cabinet. Previously unknown paedophiles are being identified after a surge in the seizures of childlike sex dolls being ordered from abroad. Border Force officers intercepted 123 deliveries in the year since March 2016. Six of the seven men charged with importing them so far also face allegations linked to having child abuse images. Prince Charles has praised the courage and bravery of British soldiers killed in one of the bloodiest offensives in the First World War. The Prince of Wales has led centenary commemorations of the Battle of Passchendaele, which saw more than 500,000 Allied and German troops killed or injured. Incentives will be offered to people looking to work in mental health to expand the service in England. The government is aiming to create 21,000 new NHS roles to treat 1 million more people by 2021. But the Liberal Democrats' health spokesperson Norman Lambs told Talk Radio he is sceptical.
It's a great announcement, if only we could believe that it will happen. But with no additional money to the NHS coming with it, this is all part of the planned spending for the NHS up to 2020. I just don't see how it's going to be delivered.
And Angelina Jolie says claims she exploited poor children by giving them money and then taking it back from them are false and upsetting. The actress told Vanity Fair magazine it was an acting exercise used during casting for her new film.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
That's great. Victoria will be back in half an hour, and with her comes today's insight into the world of minerals. That's because it's bonus news. Bonus news is there to fill the time, because Victoria's Bulletin, as you'll have noticed there, was only 2 minutes long.
Actually, it was 2.5 minutes, that particular one.
2.5 minutes. But that's still too short, so she has to make the time up. And the time has to be made up with bonus news, and that is animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. On consecutive days to date, mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mm. Yeah. Have you started?
No, because we had a breaking news story which I had to deal with. Oh. So I will start looking now.
For mineral news?
Yeah.
Because it's happening, if there are breaking mineral stories, we are going to need them.
Yes. Mineral news.
The nation clamours for its fix.
Mineral news.
Of mineral news.
I mean, I don't.
No. Well, you're here to provide the service, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So mineral news very much on the way. And as I say, a game of Band or Missile as well. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Another day of sunshine and showers, the risk of thunder in the north. Sunniest in the south, highs are 22 degrees.
And now here's...
You forgot about
Jake
the weather
Robson.
There.
I did forget about the weather. Yeah, I thought you'd done it.
But Jake Robson.
Jake Robson. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
start with cricket. In a Moeen Ali hat-trick sealed victory for England against South Africa by 240 runs at the Oval to take a 2-1 series lead with a game to play. Seamer Toby Rowland-Jones took 2 wickets on day 5. Opening batsman Dean Elgar made a century for the visitors before being dismissed for 136. Sunderland's A midfielder Darren Gibson faces an internal disciplinary process after footage showed him criticising his own teammates. The Republic of Ireland international was filmed on a night out following Saturday's 5-0 friendly defeat by Celtic. And Barcelona say they're willing to push for a financial fair play investigation if Paris Saint-Germain pay the £198 million release clause for Brazilian Neymar. The 25-year-old continues to be linked with the French side, but is thought to return to training on Wednesday. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport. Thanks very much, Jake. I'm thanking him.
Why are you saying that? He can't hear you.
He can't hear me. I mean, it sounds. I realise that part of what we have to do, theory, is make it sound as though, you know, he was there doing that.
Oh, right.
You know, so it's just polite to sort of go, thanks, Jake.
The same time, it makes it sound rude when Jake doesn't go, oh, you're welcome, John.
Yeah, exactly, but he is rude, so.
That is true.
Yeah. So that's that ties in with him.
It's realistic.
It's realistic.
Yeah.
But it is odd how we're supposed to go, thanks, though, as though that was real, whereas I prefer to say no. He recorded that 20, 25 minutes ago and left it, what, on a computer for someone to play out as though it was real. It's out of date. It's even out of date. And if I'd listened to it at all, I'd know how much out of date it was, but I didn't really hear a word of that, if I'm honest. Anyway, so, it might not have even been Jake. I'm just guessing.
I think it is.
All right, shall we? Yeah, all right then.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Because at 3:05, my friend, it's time for the big debate. So the radio presenter Vanessa Feltz has spoken out after a newspaper columnist wrote some quite unpleasant anti-Semitic things about her and fellow broadcaster Claudia Winkleman. You've probably been seeing this in the news. Many readers of this particular paper were shocked when the columnist called Kevin Myers wrote about the BBC gender pay gap, appearing to suggest that Vanessa and Claudia and their pay had something to do with them being Jewish. Mr. Myers, the columnist, has yet to respond as far as I know, but as is the way these days, we'll probably say that he didn't actually write that and that his fingers were hacked or something. Hackers controlling his digits as they raced over his keyboard typing all manner of racist things. Either way, it certainly blew the cobwebs off the paper's complaints department as they moved swiftly to distance themselves from it and him and take the article down. He has been since dismissed from that position as well. And it is shocking to pick on Vanessa Feltz in this way. Unacceptable on every level, especially when there's so much more things about her to be annoyed about. But on the line now is Talk Radio caller Martin's called up on Talk Radio 0344. No. Hi, Martin.
Hello.
Listen, good. Thanks for joining us, calling Talk Radio there. Now, you heard me say the word cobwebs in there, and I understand that you're calling for an end to cobwebs. Is that right?
Well, I'm tired of it, John. Tired of it. I think it's absolutely disgusting behaviour.
What, this is the behaviour of, let us be honest, what a cobweb is. It's a spider secreting cob out of their anus. Are you suggesting that a spider should secrete something more useful than cob from its anus, such as, I don't know, mental health nurses or climate or something?
Yes, I think that's exactly what they should do. I think it's about time they got on the bus. Let's get them making something decent.
Right. So how are you going to? I mean, this is going to call for changes. It's going to require new methods of how the internal workings of a spider actually works. So,
well, that's not that hard, is it, John? Just get them secreting iPhones or something.
Right.
Get them secreting oil.
Oil.
Get them secreting Tory party members that know what they're talking about.
Right. Well, okay, so let's get this straight here. You are calling for the abdomen of a spider to be replumbed somehow so it can secrete not cob,
into web form, but instead you'd want it to secrete iPhones or politicians. But that, honestly, that's how are you going to pay for this?
Oh, I think we could pay for it by selling flies into slavery.
Right. Well, that's. I mean, this day and age. I mean, you know, I'm not sure that's going to be acceptable to many people. Even though they are flies and no one likes them, you can't do that. I don't think in this day and age it's going to be paid for. You know, you're talking about raising. Look, stay there. I want to bring Bruce in because Bruce is going to have an opinion on this. I know. Good afternoon, Bruce.
Oh, God, yes.
Now, he's talking about spiders being internally rewired to secrete not the cob, which they currently web, but other more useful things. And he hasn't thought through how we're going to pay for it.
No, he hasn't thought this through properly. I'm going to get riled with this fella.
Okay.
Can you make sure Cornelius has got his hand on the profanity buzzer?
Yeah, all right.
Got my hand on the profanity buzzer.
Okay, yeah.
Good, because I get a bit stressed out and I've got a bit of an anger issue.
All right, well,
people that aren't into the cob.
Right, you're a fan of the cob that gets webbed?
Yeah. I mean, this issue of putting flies into slavery, how's he going to catch them in the first place?
Well, we'd use a spider to catch a fly, wouldn't you, Martin?
That's correct. Use spiders to catch a fly. Put them to work. Stop them leaving it around. Put it to use.
Right.
So you've just changed your view on whether you like spiders' webs then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with spiders' webs. It's when they leave them around and then they get dusty and they become cobwebs.
Yeah.
They're leaving around their litterings, their actual bodily waste. It's disgusting, John.
Right. So let's move on from a spider, because we've got the cost of a spider being internally rewired to put something else out of its anus than cob. Right, that's another issue. But let's look at there's a lot to talk about with this, of course, because people, I mean, you're talking about being tough on cobwebs, tough on the causes of cobwebs. That's fair enough, right? But is the government doing enough currently, Martin?
No, I feel like the government needs to start putting money into this.
Yeah.
It's about time we sort this out. There are cobwebs in every home in this country. And is anything being done? No. It's a disgrace.
This is a good thing. I mean, look, at the end of the day, cobwebs are brilliant substances. If they're effectively spider ejaculate.
Yeah.
They're made of...
Sorry, profanity. Had to use the profanity buzzer.
Okay,
carry on.
They're very strong, aren't they? Spiders' webs. Yeah. Are they like stronger than like normal ropes or something?
Well, I mean that's the point. I mean, the Clifton Suspension Bridge is built out of spiders' webs, as you know, all of it. The QE2 bridge in London is built out of spider webs, all of it. The that cable car in Germany just now, that was built out. Well, that's a bad example,
Bruce
isn't it?
But isn't Bruce Forsyth made out of cobwebs?
Bruce
as well?
Forsyth is made out of cobwebs, which is why he's timeless.
Yeah.
So Francis Drake.
They're also very sticky. I mean, Bruce Forsyth's very sticky, isn't he?
He is. He famously so.
About time he was swept away. I think it's horrible. Horrible. Why is he still on telly?
Francis is not. Francis Drake obviously brought cobwebs back. That's how we've got cobwebs. He brought back from the Caribbean, didn't he, as a gift to Queen Victoria. Tobacco he brought, potatoes. And then he bent over, didn't he, in front of Queen Victoria and shot cobwebs out of his bum.
He bent over and she saw his cob.
That's right. And then he taught her to do it. And then what the Queen Victoria did after she could produce silky thread from her anus was pass the job on to spiders who have been doing it ever since. So you'll be the sense of history there, Martin, that you're railing against.
Well, I mean, if history needs correcting, then why can't we correct it? History is how we remember it, how we document it.
Yeah.
History is judged and created by the winners. And if we are not winners, then who are we? That's a common potato story, as far as I'm concerned.
Would you be happy, Martin? Is it just the spider's cobwebs? Let me be clear on this. Because what if other animals were internally wired to produce cobs? Say, a pig. So you were looking at a pig web.
A pig web?
Yes.
I think absolutely outrageous. What on earth have you had for lunch, John? I think you're hallucinating.
Well,
web?
Yeah, but I just want to be clear as to whether it's the spider's web or just web that would come out of any animal.
I think it's web full stop. I mean, can you imagine that the scale of the problem we'd have if something the size of a pig started leaving around webs?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough when we've got insects the size of a thumbnail creating litterings around your house. If pigs start doing it, then it's going to be on a scale that's 100 times more. I mean, we won't be able to walk through a doorway ever again without getting a chill down our back.
Would you be happy though with a pig in the corner of your bedroom at night, in just a pig in its web?
Yes, but that is an entirely different matter.
Fair enough, Bruce.
Yeah.
Martin just called you a racist. What are you going to say to that?
Shut off, Martin. Oh, you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to use the profanity buzzer.
Just apologise for that. The combination of the cost of a barrel of cobwebs at the moment is £150. Reasonable, Bruce?
More than reasonable. It's good stuff. It's valuable stuff, and I can't see... I mean, I'll tell you what I'd like to do, is I'd like to get Martin, and I'd like to wrap him up in a load of...
I'm going to run out of air in this profanity buzzer if you're not careful.
Yeah, just calm it down a bit. We're on the radio.
Just calm it down a bit.
There's no...
Be
polite on the radio. Quick,
will be heard.
Simple answer to this, Bruce and Martin. How many cobwebs, Bruce? Yes or no?
Yes!
No!
No!
Yes!
No!
I'm up to here with you.
You just watch what you say. You watch what you say, or so help me.
You're right there, Bruce.
I need your researchers to give me Martin's address as I'm going round there.
Let's go back.
He's webbing on the radio. I will write to Ofcom so quickly it will make your head spin like a web.
Sorry, no, you can't say Ofcom.
No. Do you? I want to go back to this very briefly. To this idea that you've said you don't want other animals to spin webs, right? You said that you don't want pig web, right? But you've got to go back to what will come out of a spider, because you've not really been clear on A, how we're going to pay for it, and B, what should come out. You've said electricity, you mentioned electricity. Should we get electricity from a spider?
Yeah, I think so. I think we could put spiders on a treadmill, connect them by their webs, and then fling it across the country. We'll solve the energy crisis.
Yeah.
I'm always hearing about? I'm hearing about fibre optic broadband. Let's put some spider fibre in there, put it to use, not have it leaving around anymore. Picking up my son's socks, it drives me mad.
Should spiders put out fibre optic broadband as a...
Ridiculous, stupid idea.
Alex has been in touch here. Just to correct you, Martin, Alex has texted in. Just to correct Martin, spiders are not insects. They're arachnids, as are pigs. So just a point of clarification. Look, we're
a rose by any other name, John. A rose by any other name.
Slightly running out of time there, but it's an interesting argument. Bruce, very much in favour of cobwebs. Martin, not coming up with the answers, but sum up the debate for me in one word, Bruce.
Silky.
Martin.
Pigs.
Thank you. That's what Bruce and Martin are saying about cobwebs. Do we need them? What should we re-alter the inside of a spider to be able to produce something more useful than cob? Electricity, as we've discussed, perhaps iPhones, Martin said. What should come out of a spider's anus? Mental health nurses, we're in dire need of some of those. Climate, ours has changed. So maybe some old climate. Something useful. Do we need cobwebs in post-Brexit Britain, where we live? We've got combination hair now and rubble. Why would we need cobwebs? Get in touch. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to, and I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data with plans from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of white Dulux Trade Supermat for only £26.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we do have slow traffic due to an earlier lorry fire that is on the M62 westbound between junction 23 and junction 22 with congestion back to junction 24. In Staffordshire, slow traffic, two lanes closed due to a broken down van. It's on the M6 northbound between junction 12 and junction 13. In Worcestershire, one lane closed, slow traffic due to road repairs. It's on the M5 northbound between junction 5 and junction 4A. And in Warwickshire, the M40 southbound is closed. Stationary traffic there due to a serious accident between junction 12 and junction 11. I'm Sammy Jolo.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 20 past the time. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We've got a podcast. I don't know whether you're aware of the world of podcasting, but it's where some pod is cast. And it's sort of cast onto the internet for people to find, I guess. We often describe it as sort of fly-tipping this show on the verge of the highway, the super highway, as I believe the kids call the internet these days. But we've got a podcast available. There's often bonus extras on that podcast, of course. And, well, there was one this week, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Wasn't there now?
The podcast intro that we called it. That's what we called it.
So what we thought we'd do was play this for you on the radio. Take it from the podcast. I mean, there's more of it on the podcast, but we thought we'd give you a little taster, a little shop window, if you like, into the world of our podcast. So we do it from a different studio. We don't do it from this studio. We do it from a studio downstairs. And we noticed, did we not, that while we were chatting away, being, you know, so funny, we noticed that we'd got access to the switchboard for Talk Sports phone in, and we hadn't realised this before, but we can take those calls from our podcast, from the studio we do the podcast in. So we thought we would.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have.
No, absolutely not.
We're also taking a big risk by repeating this on the radio, because if it's in our podcast intro, we can be fairly safe that our bosses won't hear that.
Yeah,
but this bit, we can be fairly safe that someone will hear
oh,
it.
Oh, they don't listen to this.
Do they not?
No, God, no. I think they just think it's just 3 hours of silence on the radio. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So we got two of these, is it?
Yeah, so right. We took two calls in the
we
end.
We took two calls. We took them off Talk Sports programme that was going on. But they got loads. I mean, the switchboard was full.
Yeah, the switchboard was full. So they were talking That's to, why we chose
They
to
were talking
it.
To other callers.
Yeah.
But then, and bear in mind, I know nothing about sports at all. I mean, nothing at all. So then it was decided we should take some calls. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Yeah, it's Raj. I'm a season ticket holder at Liverpool.
A ticket holder at Liverpool, right, good. What are you calling about?
The Coutinho saga. Basically, if he wants to go, let it go. You know what I mean? No player's bigger than the club.
Did you say let it go?
No, if he wants to go, and we do receive 85, 90 million for him,
yeah,
let him go, because no player's bigger than the club. And yeah, you know, if I've been watching this guy since he's been at the club, so when Brendan signed him,
right,
so he's not consistent enough for me. You know, he's good on his day, he's brilliant, but how many days is he brilliant? You know what I mean?
How many days is he brilliant, would you say?
Yeah, well, so I would say out of three games a month or four games a month, he'll he'll perform outstandingly in one of them games. You know, right. The other games, he's average, he goes missing. You know, look, I'm a big fan of the guy, but right. I'm there week in, week out, watching him every game.
Yeah. Who's your favourite player? Who's your favourite player?
Work rate wise, obviously Henderson when he's fit. Firmino works hard off the ball. A lot of people say, you know, Firmino's not quite there, but off the ball, you see what he does off the ball. He's a very intelligent player.
Yeah.
And I would, to wind the blue half up, mate, I would sell Coutinho. Get 85, 90 million for him and get Ross Barkley.
Is he worth 90 million? Is he worth that?
Oh, I don't know. But to me, in my eyes, no. He's 75, 70 million he's worth.
Yeah, well, you're splitting hairs there, aren't you? You're going 70 million, right? 90 million. I mean, when you're talking about million, I mean, that's just 20 million.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just giving my opinion. I'm thinking, look, if. He's not worth 90 million.
No.
He's not worth 90 million. He's not the finishing article.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, he's not, there's a lot to develop on his game. Yeah, he has developed at Liverpool. But if you think, if you're asking me if I'm getting to that Barcelona side now, I'd say no.
Yeah.
I'd say no. So, yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, but hang on. The other question, what you said at the beginning about you said it was a big club, right?
Who?
Liverpool, yeah, big club, yeah. Put a number on how big that is as a club. Like between one and 100.
Realistically, we're probably, in the top 10? Yeah, we're in the top 10.
Yeah, I know, but between 1 and 100, so you've got 1 down here and you've got 100 up there, how big is the club?
Well, I don't know, I'd say 10, 11.
What, out of 100?
Yeah.
Raj, thanks very much. I've just have to take you off air. That was just the audition stage for Talk Sport. If you could hold the line and one of the Talk Sport phone ops will be with you.
There you go. That's,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, that was him. So we took the call, we put him back on the switchboard and off he went to Talk Sport, having passed the audition.
Yeah, we just made up this fictional audition stage. It was the X Factor.
It's fine.
Just to get on Talk Sport.
It's fine. At that point, it's fair to say, somebody from Talk Sport came down to the studio where we were and opened the door and said, are you taking our calls? And we went, no. And he went, all right. And off he went again. If you want to sort of hear that bit of him telling us off, then that is all on the podcast, which you can find at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. But then once he'd left, we did it again. Hello, who's that?
This is John, this is.
Is it? Hello, how are you?
All right.
Hello, you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'd like to talk about Liverpool, please.
Yeah, go on then. What's your point about Liverpool?
Well, I think that Adrian is talking nonsense. Coutinho is far better than Sanchez. And I wouldn't even sell him for 600 million.
600 million?
Definitely. He is absolutely fantastic. And there's no way he's leaving Liverpool. Because Klopp has said today, and the player is very happy with us.
Klopp. Did 600 million... You wouldn't sell him for 600 million?
No, I wouldn't.
What about 600... Hang on. What about 601 million?
No, I wouldn't. He doesn't want to go anyway.
602 million?
He doesn't want to leave. It's all Spanish papers. For him to try and buy the papers, it's utter lies. He's not going nowhere.
603 million.
Well, 600 million he is definitely worth if we sell him, and we're not a selling club, and we'll definitely win the title.
Right. Are you from Scotland?
I'm from South Wales.
Excellent.
In Leith.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, honestly, good.
Thank you, John. That was thank you for passing the TalkSport audition phone in. Are you ready? Are you okay to hold the line for the real thing?
Yes, okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
And there you go. That's.
I need to take the call off of you at that point because you just started repeating the word "good."
Yes,
several times. And I clearly run out of sport ideas.
Well, I mean, as I say, my knowledge of sport is to put a number on that, zero. So, but I thought I held my own fairly well in a discussion.
You did, yeah. Well, the callers were actually two very strong callers,
excellent,
very opinionated.
Callers. I very much liked. They were very good.
Mm, Talk Sport has a, you know, they introduced themselves so well as well. Yeah. Hello, my name. My name's Roger. I'm a Liverpool season ticket holder. Yeah. Excellent. Really well done.
Yeah, I agree. So I think that was my audition to get a job on Talk Sport as well.
Well,
alongside this.
I think that job's as good as got.
Yeah. So there we are. Splendid. Anyway, if you want to hear the full version of all of that stuff, then you will find it on our podcast, which is available. Look, the boss has just come in. That's awkward. Available on Talk. Why didn't he? He's waving. Is available on talkradio.co.uk, or you will find it on iTunes, of course. Subscribe, why not, to our podcast in the afternoons. It's the least worst bits of all of this, sort of shoved onto the internet for you to find and not listen to at your leisure. In the next half an hour of the programme, now you know that the United States of America have shown a show of force to Korea, North Korea, after they fired a new missile on Friday. As a show of force, they flew a jet, strategic jet fighters over the Korean Peninsula. To celebrate that, we're going to be playing a game of band or missile in the next half an hour of the programme. After that, John Nicholson today in for Sam Delaney for the rest of this week, Monday to Thursday, and next week as well. But, you know, all of that's on the way in Victoria's bonus news as well, which is mineral news, coming after the main news, which is now at exactly 3:30 on Monday afternoon.
Talk Radio. A Royal Marine who built bombs and stashed arms and explosives for dissident Republicans in Northern Ireland has been jailed for 18 years. Kieran Maxwell hid munitions and makeshift dumps in Larne in County Antrim near his home in Devon. DNA evidence found at one of the sites led to his arrest. Assistant Chief Constable Stephen Martin from the Police Service of Northern Ireland believes some of Maxwell's devices have been used.
We also think it is a possibility that a small number when you consider the vast number of devices that we've recovered, but a small number may still be unrecovered and in circulation in Northern Ireland.
The Prime Minister's spokesman says free movement of EU citizens to the UK will end on the day of Brexit in March 2019. The comments come after days of split opinions on the issue from the Cabinet. The NSPCC wants more clarity on the rules over the sale of childlike sex dolls. It's after a judge dismissed a 72-year-old man's bid to argue that his wasn't obscene and therefore shouldn't have been covered by a law banning their importation. Commemorations are taking place to mark 100 years since the Battle of Passchendaele. Prince Charles has paid tribute to the courage and bravery of British soldiers who were killed in what was one of the bloodiest offensives during World War One. And Channel 4's decision to broadcast controversial tapes of Princess Diana have been labelled lowest common denominator TV. The Queen's former spokesman Dickie Arbiter says it's shameful they've been made online. Their footage featured the royal speaking candidly about her private life, including her troubled marriage with Prince Charles. The weather, most showers clearing overnight, lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine and slow-moving showers will develop again. These will be heavy and thundery with some hail in places. Sunnier in the south, though, highs of 22. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
For Victoria's bonus news is upon us, like the plague. But a good plague. A good plague.
That's so, not a thing.
Animal news.
So when has a plague been good?
Well, it kept the population down. It actually did quite a lot of favours to medieval Europe at the time.
Right.
The animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today we bring you
Mineral News.
A £750,000 diamond ring, which went missing from the British Museum 6 years ago, has only just been registered as lost.
Oh.
So, it disappeared in 2011. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on display when it went missing. And the museum tried looking for it, couldn't. And then after 5 years... No, sorry, 4 years...
How many years?
Five. In 2016, they tried again.
Yeah.
Because apparently under their regulations, they have to report the ring as lost 5 years after the disappearance was first noted.
Right.
But
what do we know the origin of the ring?
It's a Cartier ring.
Oh,
and apparently it was donated to the museum.
Right.
So, yeah, but a man called Chris Marinello, who's the founder of the Art Recovery International, has called it pathetic that the item went missing, and even more so that it hasn't been more widely reported until now.
I suppose if you do put something down, I mean, we do it all the time, you know, your keys, don't you? You put your wallet down or something, you just go, oh, where did I put that? It's been ages looking for it. So that might have been what happened. Someone just took it out to clean it or something.
What's that? What's the ring look like?
It's, I'm not sure what the metal is, but it's like platinum or white gold colour.
Okay.
And it's got a massive diamond on it. It's Cartier, worth £750,000.
I think I found that on the street the other day.
Right.
I've got it in the office.
You should probably...
What are you doing with it?
Did you two go on a date last night, by the way?
Wasn't a date.
I heard a rumour about this earlier.
What rumour?
The rumour that you two went on your third date.
Wasn't a date.
Well, were the other two dates?
No.
So was this one a date?
No. Why are you so quiet?
Was it a date?
No.
Yeah. I see.
Maybe.
It wasn't!
He got us, John! Oh, we were trying to keep it secret at work because it's a bit, you know, you don't want everyone talking about it, and we agreed not to tell anyone at work, but...
No conversation was had because it wasn't a date.
Give up the facade, Victoria.
It's not a facade. You've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Really?
No, not me.
Wow, John!
What a kind thing to say.
No, the girl you went to Morocco with.
Wow. That's lovely. Oh, Victoria and Cornelius up a tree. I'm not spelling that out.
I'd like to see you try, actually, but also, we have never been up a tree and we never will. Same with the kissing
Mineral
point.
Mineral news.
Hmm?
No.
The music, so.
Yeah, I think that's how it should end.
Shall I,
I don't think so, actually. Oh. You've ruined it.
You've ruined mineral news for everyone.
You have. And my last story was a belter. But I'm not going to do it now, because if you're childish, childish behaviour, making up stories which aren't true.
All right, it's not true.
As soon as I leave the room, you're going to start banging on about it.
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
You're going to talk about it for months on end, because that's what happened last time, and it wasn't a date then, and it still isn't.
A date now. It's not a date.
No.
Just two pals. Pals?
Yeah, I'd say we're pals.
Yeah.
Two pals hanging out. That's fine.
I don't really want to continue with this.
Go on,
please, Victoria, for me.
Give us...
No!
Give us the belter.
Okay, fine. The other one was rubbish anyway. A Drake fan who broke into his mansion and helped herself to his mineral water has struck again. So, I've got a typo here. Oh. So it says...
Please read it out.
It says, the 214-year-old... She's 24. was reportedly let off the hook after his team intervened when she was arrested after breaking in April. But the thirsty thief, as she's now known, has had to be physically removed from the premises because she tried again. This time security noticed her. She spat at them, so they pepper sprayed her. And now she's been arrested for trespassing and assault on a police officer. The end.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Isn't that just because they have mineral water in it?
Yes.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Thank you, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
For that.
It wasn't a date.
No. I wasn't going to mention it yet, but now you brought it up. Was it?
Did you enjoy it?
I had fun, yes.
Oh.
We went to comedy and the comedians were good.
When was this?
Yesterday.
Last night.
Oh, Sunday night date.
Evening, and it wasn't a date.
Thanks, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, it's animal news.
Yeah.
Are you going out to
animal news?
No.
Oh. I'm staying in with Cornelius Netflix and chill?
No. No.
What?
No, because if I was staying in with him...
Yeah.
Then I'd have to go to his parents' house.
And his mum would get jealous.
which is totally inappropriate.
That's his actual girlfriend. Thank you, Victoria. Not. Next on the programme, we'll play a game of Band or Missile.
I don't even have Netflix.
Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jeff's just texted. Sounds like a date to me, right? Look at that.
If Jeff can't get anything wrong, can he?
Right then, earlier on we drew your attention to the plight of the Cambodian orphans and the fact that Angelina Jolie has given them some money and some food and then taken it away from them in an audition process to make them appear sad. She said it wasn't quite like that, although that's how it was being reported. And she said, no, I don't think that's exactly what happened. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. The facts of the case aren't important. What's important is it's given us an idea for a crap text in, which today is food and films. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, including... this is from Michael, who said, The Jungle Cook.
Okay, yes, good.
Self Piffy has said, The Paths of Gravy. I don't get that one.
The what?
The Paths of Gravy.
Glory, I think.
Oh, no, he's put... It should be The Paths of Gravy. That's how it should be pronounced. What film is he going for?
I thought Paths of Glory.
Okay. But Paths of Gravy, because that's the food, isn't it, gravy?
Yeah. Don't analyse it too deeply, is my advice.
Okay.
With much of this. The Twilight Calzone.
Pies Wide Shut.
Of course.
Paul's come in with Edam Busters.
Yes. Rita Bob and Chop Suey 2.
Sorry?
You know the film Rita, Sue and Bob 2?
No.
Do you know the film Rita, Sue and Bob 1?
No.
Anyway, Rita, Bob and Chop Suey has just come in there. I don't know why we started this. But anyway, no. There it is.
Fight Club sandwich from Paul.
Fine. Well good. Done. Paul's pulled it back round, as far as I'm concerned.
Quantum of Solero.
Yes. Right, so you can keep those coming if you can be asked. 8-7-2-2.
Dave has said Space Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Next, a game of Band or Missile.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah, it lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
All right, Merce. You know I've changed my Sky Sports fantasy football formation to 2-6-3.
Is that allowed?
No, it doesn't even add up. But I'm in your head now. You were never much top as a manager, were you? Walsall didn't exactly hit the height. Why put yourself through it all again?
Get out of my head, you mind-bender.
Go head-to-head with your mates in our prize leagues. Let the mind games begin. Download the free Sky Sports Fantasy Football app now. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, we have two lanes closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down van. It's on the M6 northbound between Junction 12 and Junction 13. Elsewhere in Worcestershire, one lane closed, slow traffic due to road repairs. That's on the M5 northbound. That's between Junction 5 and Junction 4A. In Warwickshire, the M40 southbound is closed. Stationary traffic there due to a serious accident. That is between Junction 12 and Junction 11. And in Suffolk, we do have queuing traffic as the main carriageway is closed. That is due to an accident on the A14 eastbound at Junction 55. I'm Sammy Jola.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. Well, a good afternoon to you if you're not just joining us and have been with us the whole time. Have a lovely good afternoon there. You see, that's nice, isn't it? Although those that haven't been with us all the way through, of course, I think you should have a slightly fewer good afternoon than those who've done it for the long haul. We've been talking about news a lot of the time. We've talked about Vanessa Feltz and her not a rant exactly, but she went on the radio program this morning to talk about that, rightly angry about that anti-Semitism row that has blown up out of a newspaper columnist saying some quite unpalatable things. So that's in the news. There's the anniversary of the Battle of Passchendaele, of course. That's in the news. There's,
Venezuela.
Venezuela is in the news. Cornelius, thank you for pointing that out. There's a lot of it, really. I mean, I don't know whether... I don't think you've noticed how complicated it can all be.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
We're very much here to help. We like to help. That's right. We do. We do like to help. And we do help by taking the news and helping you to analyse it through Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Channel 4 to show Diana tapes, and I think Noel Fielding will host.
The news in haikus. So, as we've been talking about as well, the United States of America have sent a show of force to North Korea. They have done this in response to North Korea's launch of the ICBM that was on Friday. They said they now have the capability to reach all US cities with missiles, and this prompted the United States to do this so-called show of force, flying strategic bombers over the North Korean or the Korean Peninsula. And to celebrate the imminent outbreak of World War III, we thought we'd play a game of band or missile. On the phone to play it is Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, you're right.
I'm very well, Charlotte. How are you? Good Charlotte, I'm going to call you.
Oh, thanks. No, I'm very good, thank you.
Good, glad about that. Where are you from, Charlotte?
I'm from Darlington, so right up north.
Right up north, okay. And what do you do in the north?
Work behind a bar.
A bar?
Pull pints.
And how long have you worked behind a bar, Charlotte?
For about 3 years.
3 years. Oh, so you know what you're doing then? You know,
Well, I'd like to think so.
What's your technique, Charlotte, of keeping track of who to serve next? Because I've always wondered that. I've never worked behind it, but I did once and I was rubbish at it. But your technique, how do you keep track of who's where, Charlotte? Is there some advice you could give that would say, pick me next, without as rudely shouting, pick me next?
Well, I try to use, like, my peripheral vision.
Yeah.
But, like, if people are standing at the bar and you can tell they want to be served next, You tend not to serve them next.
I see. I see.
Just to really annoy them.
So it's got to be a sort of casual approach to bar. You sort of stroll up in a sort of nonchalant, I don't mind if I get a drink or not, sort of a way.
Yeah.
Sort of way, and that's more likely to make it work. Isn't it? So brandishing a crisp note or a card is not going to cut the mustard with you, is it, Charlotte?
No, not really, unless it's really busy, at which point I just need the money.
Yeah, fair enough.
To get them, move them away,
What about when people go, oh, thanks very much, when someone else has pushed in front of them, just like really passive-aggressive, do you then swap to the person who's being passive-aggressive, or do you serve the queue jumper?
No, I tend to serve the passive-aggressive person. I don't like queue jumpers.
Good. Yeah, that's me.
Damn right. Yeah. all right, well, Charlotte, what's your you've worked in a bar for 3 years. What's your knowledge of intercontinental ballistic missiles like?
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. That's good. Like my specialist subject.
Good.
Then this is with continental lagers.
Yeah, this is that. Very good. So this is going to be the quiz for you, Charlotte. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, Charlotte.
There we go. Marta, who is our assistant producer at Asprod, is through the glass. She's Spanish. And the Spanish for window is Ventana. So she's Marta through the Ventana. Which doesn't quite rhyme.
Yeah, we need a better thing.
We haven't got one. Right, so here we go with the quiz. It's alphabetical order to start, so it's Charlotte versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order, of course, Cornelius first. Here we go. So I'll be going between the two of you, Charlotte, and I'll give you a name of something. You just have to tell me if it's a band or a missile. That's it. It's very simple, Charlotte.
Brilliant.
Okay, here we go then. With question number one. Cornelius.
Yeah.
Seek bat, band or missile?
I'm going to go for missile.
It was a missile, that's very good. Okay, off a good start. Gold blade, Charlotte.
Band.
Yes, very good. Frog 7.
Band.
Missile. Penguin fire, Charlotte.
Missile.
Yes.
Yes.
Find out penguins.
Well, it doesn't say, but I'm guessing they probably used it in Falklands or something. Scapegoat.
band.
Missile. Scapegoat.
There's definitely a band called Scapegoat.
Well, not on my list. It's actually a Scapegoat SS-14. It's a missile.
Oh, well, I would have said missile had you said the full name.
Well, there you go. I mean, I might as well have gone Scapegoat Missile if you're going to go the full name of it. I mean, come on. Heaven Burn, Charlotte.
Band.
Yes, good. Cornelius.
Sidekick.
Morbid Angel.
Band.
Yes. Charlotte, Dong Feng.
I'm going to say band.
You would be wrong. It is a missile. I'm Dong Feng. Cornelius, Black Arrow.
Missile?
Missile, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Charlotte, Halloween.
Band.
Yes. Green cheese.
A band.
Missile.
Who names missiles?
Somebody drunk on that occasion.
Yeah.
A green cheese is a 1950s British missile, the green cheese. Yeah. Your turn, Charlotte. Pie python.
I'll say missile.
You would be right to do so, yes. Very good. Euro missile hot.
Thank you.
Band. Missile. The Euro missile hot is a missile, yeah. Charlotte. Discharge.
I'll say band.
Yes, good.
Oh my gosh.
You're very valiant. Good. Cornelius.
Yes.
Standard missile.
Band.
Missile.
No!
Ah! No!
Charlotte. Zig Zig Sputnik.
Missile.
And they were a band. But confusingly, they had a song called Love Missile F111. So
that must have been where you got confused.
Yeah, that's why that says he's been. Cornelius Band of Missile, Scrotum Grinder.
Band.
Yes.
That'd be a very specific type of missile.
It would be. It'd have to be very accurately aimed, wouldn't it? It really would, yeah. I think the North Koreans have got one. Apparently, it can hit any North American scrotum that you came to aim it at, apparently. Arse Pounder, Charlotte.
Missile.
No, it's a band. I mean, again, it would be a very specific missile, wouldn't it? Just I mean. Cornelius, Gammon, SA-5.
The missile.
He's a missile, yeah, good. And finally, Charlotte Band or missile, Bum Gravy.
Missile.
Is a band. Is a band. Oh, okay then. Now we need to work out your score. Are we going straight to the score or are we going to the system? What are we doing today?
Straight to the score then.
All right then. So here we go with... we're just trying to find out what it is that you've scored. Marta's been busy working it out. Charlotte in Darlington working in a bar versus Cornelius. Not really doing anything in here. what are the scores in reverse order? Marta.
So, yeah. Charlotte first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Or Con first. Let's do Con first.
Okay.
Con's got 5.
Yes.
And Charlotte's got 6.
She's the winner! Well done, Charlotte. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good work. Charlotte in Darlington there, with her knowledge of intercontinental ballistic missiles being absolutely put to its full use there. So that's just about it from us for today. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4 o'clock. Of course, in for Sam Delaney comes John Nicholson. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to doing this show. Haven't done it before.
No.
And I'm going to be all on my own.
Yeah.
I'll have to think of things to say for 3 whole hours.
3 hours. If you want to borrow any words...
Do you find you have long periods of silence yourself?
Well, I like to sit in silence, and I think the listeners prefer it a lot of the time.
It's a radio favourite, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know.
It's more powerful.
I think it is. I think it's underestimated.
It is. So by all means, you know, I think ask somebody when the emergency tape kicks in, because after a time, some kind of backup thing will...
You have an emergency tape.
I don't know.
I don't think we do on this station. No.
Oh, really?
We could always test it.
So what happens if something goes horribly wrong?
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah. Well, there we go. I mean, you could test, just sit in silence and see how long it takes for something to happen, John.
Well, indeed. Of course, I'm on from 4 o'clock
till
7 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about mental health today. That's how we're going to start the programme. Because the government, having slashed mental health provision over the last few years, has suddenly decided that it's a good idea to spend a lot of extra money.
A billion pounds.
It's a lot of money. And there's growing concern that mental health is one of those issues that we just don't talk about enough. But some people are saying it's all very well to promise to spend a lot of money on mental health in England and Wales, which the government has promised to do. But where are we going to get all these nurses from? Because we've seen a huge cutback in mental health nurses, and it takes a long time to train
up
nurses.
And people leaving the profession, of course, as you say. Nurses take a... So there's going to be a gap, even if they start now, as to when this is going to come in.
Well, precisely. And it's something I think men find particularly difficult to talk about, is mental health problems, because everybody worries if they talk about mental health issues, will that affect their employment, for example? Because no matter how nice your employers may seem to be, how tolerant would they be of mental health diagnosis? Because there still is a stigma. And of course, as you know, the Royal Family, Harry and William, have talked about this a fair amount. Recently, so
that's
our
being talked
issue.
About more, isn't it? Which, like yourself, are about to do. So you know, that can only be a good thing.
I think it's absolutely the right thing for us to be doing as a society, talking about it.
What else?
Well, we've got that. We're going to be talking about Brexit chaos as well, because the Prime Minister has slapped down Philip Hammond. She's off walking, as you know.
Yes, she is.
She always has very good ideas when she goes for a walk in Austria.
It went really well.
She says to herself, you know what? I think it'd be a really good idea to have a general election.
Yeah.
I think that was her last big clever idea when she went walking in Austria. So she's slapped down Philip Hammond because he has said that there might be some transitional arrangements after Brexit with free movement of people. Liam Fox said he wasn't party to any such discussions when they happened in Cabinet. So which side was Theresa May going to back? Well, it turns out she's going to back the hardline Eurosceptics, but ahem a doots, as they say north of the border, about whether or not you can have Brexit on one day. The government seems to think that you can, but we're also going to be talking about whether there will be queues at the border if Brexit happens.
There are already queues at the border, so it's only going to get worse. Anyway, look, we've got to go to break and stuff, but John will be with you from four with all of that and more, I dare say. I'm now going to run downstairs, John, where I'm about to present Drive Time on Virgin Radio.
How exciting.
I mean, what a double shift is that for you? And there, you don't have to say anything. You just play music. It's easy. We're back tomorrow on here, though. 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.